Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody who's been coming back around showing love and support, but my Instagram was hacked. The Dirty Basement Instagram was hacked, y'all. So I've been shut out of my old account. So please follow me now at @original_dirtybasement. Still spelled the same way, DRTYBSMNT. That's @original_dirtybasement. Please follow me there. All right, thank y'all so much. All right, telephone lines are open early, all right? That's one thing that hasn't changed, 563-999-3050. A lot of things have been going on in our absence. All right, big shout out to my dude, Priest. Now, I've been around, all right? We popped out while we were on hiatus and did a special edition show. All right, so you can go back to the archives and check that out. Had a fantastic show with the legendary Yuck Mouth. I stepped into the building, was in the Dirty Basement. And while he was here, we had a knock on the door, and it was the legendary Razzcast also stepped into the Dirty Basement. So, yeah, surprise visit from Razzcast. So it was a fantastic interview. Make sure you go back and check the archives in Dirty Basement Radio for that. All right, Priest had a fantastic show yesterday. I caught the tail end of that myself. We had a quick little conversation about some things. All right, big shout out to Munchie. All right, make sure you go back and check that show out in the archives. Also, the Listening Room DC that airs right here on Dirty Basement Radio Fridays, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, speaking of 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, today at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, have our special guest coming into the building, the beautiful Miss Fur. My homegirl, Miss Fur, will be in the building. She's going to have a lot to talk about. Haven't been able to sit down with her in a while because, you know, she's been running around doing a damn thing and staying busy. All right, actress, musician also, artist, you know what I'm saying, entrepreneur. So we're going to catch up with her in a couple things and talk about some of her exploits and some of her insights in this entertainment industry. Once again, telephone lines are open, 563-999-3050. I see my dude Priest in the building. I'm going to get him connected in just a minute. Big shout out to my dude, Mr. Raw. Hopefully we'll be able to catch Mr. Raw for this first show of the year. I know he's still in his recuperative stages, getting himself together for, you know, his re-emergence. You know, he's kind of doing, I guess he's doing the caterpillar to turn into the butterfly, right, Priest? We're going to get Priest on there because he's a naturalist and a naturalist, and he'd be out there in the backyard, be digging in the dirt and growing all type of stuff. So we're going to get some more insight from him on some things in just a couple of minutes, but hopefully we'll catch up to Mr. Raw a little bit later on, see how he's coming along. Let me see if I can get Priest connected right now before I get in trouble. Priest, what's happening?
Peace, family. How's everything?
All right, peace, brother. How are you?
Man, I'm sitting right here. I had to think about last night's show. You know what I'm saying? Mental health. Okay. And I'm going to do a show on Monday on the Listening Room Philly about that. Because that sparked the nerve right there, bro.
What was that sparked the nerve? What sparked the nerve?
Mental health. To talk about mental health.
Oh, okay. No doubt. Absolutely. I mean, I think that's something that, you know, deserves some more attention. I don't think that gets enough attention, especially in the black community. And, you know, I come across some people that, you know, that do suffer from that, you know, legitimately. And, you know, some of them have no problem speaking about it. They're very, you know, open about it, and they'll let you know that, you know, they do have some mental health issues and they're dealing with some things. And, you know, trying to move forward from it. Some of them may be on, you know, different types of, you know, medication because of that. And it's definitely a serious topic. So, yeah, we definitely look forward to that.
Yes, sir. Yeah, man, but look what happened. I just ducked in early because I got to go to work. Right. So I said, let me chime in right quick, and I'll be in before the end of the show. I'll catch Miss Fur or something like that, but I got to go sit behind a desk and type some paperwork. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, my man Priest getting in there. All right, we appreciate you dropping in real quick. All right, once again, the host of the Listening Room DC and the Listening Room Philly here on Dirty Basement Radio. So hopefully you'll be able to, you know, finish up that paperwork and, you know, pop back in a little while.
Yeah, man, you give me a secretary in a helicopter, man, it'll work out just fine, bro, just fine.
All right, well, brother. Thank you so much. We appreciate you.
A helicopter and a secretary. I ain't going low until 2022, bro. I need all of it this year.
All right. No doubt.
That's
Premier Priest in the building. All right, brother. Be safe. All right. Talk to you in a bit. All right. Coming on through for a hot minute just to show his love. That's my brother Priest right there. One of the great hosts here on Dirty Basement Radio. All right, let's get into a little bit of this music. We got a whole lot to talk about. Expecting our guests to be in the building in a bit. All right, you know, as we've been off the airwaves, there's been a number of things that has gone on near the end of the year. And just recently, we just lost the legendary Cindy Poitier. Just passed away, I believe it was yesterday. Gentleman was 94 years old. He was 94 years old, all right, as he returned to the Essence. And you know, definitely from that era of, you know, legendary black actors, a lot of the black actors, he was from that era where they really, you know, broke through a lot of doors and paved a lot of ways. And, you know, him in particular, you know, his aura, his vibe was always a very elegant, a very dignified, and a very strong, you know, a kind of a vibe in terms of the characters that, you know, he portrayed in a lot of his movies. He also had a very comedic side. You know, we remember a lot of the movies that he played in alongside of Bill Cosby, the Uptown Saturday Night, and Let's Do It Again, Piece of the Action, you know, all three movies right there, you know, classic movies. So we definitely, you know, salute him, you know, may peace be upon his soul. He was the first a black person that was actually nominated for, you know, the best male actor. You know, now I think that was back in 1958, and a few years later he was actually the first black male to win an Oscar in 1964. So he was definitely a trailblazer. So, you know, may peace be upon his soul. Another legendary person who was definitely still in the spotlight. Sidney had kind of, you know, faded back and had retired, but, you know, Betty White was still out there hard body and, you know, being active and everything. And she just recently passed away a few weeks short of her, you know, 100th birthday, you know. So, and may peace be upon her soul also. 563-999-3050. Got a lot to talk about, got a lot to play, got a lot to say. Dirty Basement Radio, we'll be right back.
let's go. Mama did the best she could, though. I took it in, but I was raised by the hood, bro. Not the environment where I could grow. The guns and knives I learned to use, though. If you come outside, you catch the blues, yo. Run up on him, beat a nigga with his pools gold. I'm off the porch, nigga. Your favorite rapper pull his sleeve over the Hublot. If you tough, then fuck it, I give you kudos. Come around here with your shit, hit you with Uno. One punch, knock his ass out, he bring Bruno. Diablo, this nigga pussy, it stay coolo. Said he had a couple of cribs, we ran through those. Shot his pit bull in the neck, it was a Bruno. Probably was about to get burnt. Fucking who knows? Being off the horse with your shit, I wasn't too low. If it's static, I'm on your ass. Wherever you go, no homo. Hate cowboys, nigga, no homo. We ain't squat the issue, won't miss you. I'm coming solo. Still mad, I can't see P or the homie solo.
I've been quiet too long, bitch. Y'all niggas is moist.
Super moist.
Next time I turn around, y'all talk. Your story.
A lot of your favorite rappers, baby wipes. You think they nice, till they face leaking bad from a razor slice. Run your mouth and pay the price, I ain't gonna say it twice. No cap, I ain't gonna say it nice. Y'all on the porch, these streets, that ain't the way your life. A man got released for a murder, he fucked and made his wife. True shit, your loose lips could get you made nice. I'm getting late in the whip, bumping my A you like. You see, I'm in tips, probably a pair of nights. I make the haters want to stare and fight. I'm off the porch and it's known, so they gonna be alright. All they going here is a boom, and they gonna see the light. Woo, fucking wrong with me tonight.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the moment you have all been waiting for. The final moment when we shall know whether our experiment has been a success.
I'm gonna give you to the content to get your ugly, yellow, no good teacher off my property before I pump your guts full of lead.
Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio, yeah, life done changed, but you know some things remain the same. We still banging the bangers, still giving you the hottest independent hip-hop that there is on the planet. Make no mistake about it and accept no imitations. Make sure you tune in right here. I'll be back in the building every single Saturday, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Expecting our guest, Ms. Fur, to be in the building during the next hour. I'm looking forward to speaking with her in just a bit. But in the meantime, you know we got that heat for you. Keeping it going right now, but still want to give a big shout out, big whole lot of love to everybody who's jumping on board, on my real ones who's jumping on board and following me on my new Instagram, Original Dirty Basement. That's Original underscore DRTYBSMNT. Big shout out to my dude Richito, holding me down on Instagram. Definitely appreciate the support, my dude. Fantastic artist in his own right. Beware them folks out there with the fake smiles. This is his banger right here. Joint is a banger. Make sure you pay close attention to what he got to say on that joint. A lot of folks out there running around giving you a whole lot of bullshit. You know the fake ones. Dirty Basement Radio, you know we keep it 100 at all times. Make no mistake about it. The independent artist's best friend.
They gon' build you up and tear you down. This rich fella music. Fake smile.
Why y'all
trying? They gon' build you up and tear you down. Tear you down. They gon' gossip when you're not around. Fake smile. Throw my hand and do the opposite. It's just not checkers. They can lie on you and slander you, but they can't break us. They gon' build you up and tear you down. Can't go to college. I'm the type that gon' define the odds and kick you with some knowledge. They gon' build you up. knowledge and be real with me. Telling people you don't rock with me, but out on my ID, you ain't my competition. I'm just trying to be a better me. Put all my people in position, make that money grow on trees. I'm a rapper slash activist, I'm overborn a G. And I wrote my own blueprint, baby, ain't no other me. Feel they energy, they envy me, cause I'm in the major league. Rashido up the back, waited on my turn and now I'm free. I was leading, now my third eye open, baby, I can see. And I'm giving out the game for free, but usually it's a fee. Yeah, I say usually it's a fee. And I'm giving out the game for free, cause baby, I can see. They gon' build you up and tear you down. They gon' beat you up and tell you down, I'm tomorrow. I'm flying in a pelican in super jet mode, sharper than a point on a set of elbows, I'm tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio, the independent artist's best friend, giving you more new music than anybody else before everybody else. That was Rachido on that one. Definitely heat right there. Fake smiles, you know, behind a fake smile beats the heart of a hater. All right, you got to be real careful, you know what I'm saying, to be the ones that's right there next to you, the closest to you, be the ones that have the most negative feelings for you, you know what I'm saying? They want your situation. They want your spot, you know what I mean? And they don't like the fact that it's you and not them, you know what I mean? So sometimes it be the folks that, you know, been in your camp for a great number of years. That's why you always got to constantly be looking at folks and reevaluating folks and analyzing folks and you know, just keeping a close eye on them, because you just never know. You just never know. All right, you have to, you know, get rid of the people that are hating on you, you know, that may be closet haters. All right, big shout out to Mondo Brown. You know, he did what he had to do, and he shook them haters off.
Hey. Mondo. Brown.
I shook them haters off, 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 man, I shook them haters off, I shook them haters off, I shook them haters off, man, I shook them haters off, just told you the truth. I'm in the vocal booth. Your boy better be cool. My handyman got it too. My sniper's on the roof. They'll knock out your caboose. They're born and go kaboom. It feel like a cartoon. I shook them haters off. 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 Man, I shook them haters off. I shook them haters off. I shook them haters off. Man, I shook them haters off.
Dirty Basement Radio, the independent artist's best friend. Once again, big shout out to Mondo Brown. That was Mondo Brown on that track right there. Shook them haters off. All right, make sure you check out that brother, super hot, super, super lit artist. All right, Mondo Brown. He was in the building a couple of weeks ago here in the Dirty Basement. Had a fantastic interview with that gentleman. A lot to talk about. All right, he's been doing this thing down there in that Texas area for a minute right there. They call him, what do you call himself, like the baby daddy of Texas or some shit like that? But my no crazy. But definitely go back in the archives and check out that interview. You could also check him out on episodes of Jerry Springer and also on episode of Cheetahs. All right, crazy episode of Cheetahs. You got to check that out. All right, bitch, it out to Mondo Brown. 563-999-3050. We definitely want everybody who's maybe under the weather, not feeling particularly well, we want you to shake off, just like he shook those haters off. We want you to shake off whatever it is that is ailing you. Definitely want you to, you know, get well and, get that situation, you know, in order, whatever may be keeping you under the weather. All right, we definitely want to give a big shout out to our DJ Big Get Well. All right, to DJ K-Slay, it was reported that he was under the weather. It was actually reported that he was in the hospital and under a ventilator, you know, under a life support, actually. But it's been reported since that, you know, he's on the mend, you know, recovering from that. I believe he's been taking off of the ventilator, so that's definitely a good thing, and he's breathing on his own. So, you know, these respiratory, you know, illnesses and, you know, these things that affect people's, you know, breathing and such is definitely a very, very serious thing we got to be mindful of. You know, you can say what you want to about, you know, COVID and different kind of things, but, you know, if you do have, you know, some other type of ailments, or, you know, if you do happen to, you know, get something that is, you know, of a particular strain, or, you know, maybe affect you as an individual more fiercely than it may affect somebody else, you may find yourself in a situation where, you know, you definitely, you know, have to, you know, recover from it. So we definitely want to wish him well and everybody else that, you know, may be, you know, suffering, you know, through a sickness right now. One of the other things that's, you know, been definitely going on is these mandates. Now, while you may feel, you know, COVID is a serious thing, on the other side of things, you know, part of the issue that I have that I don't like is, you know, the pressure that's being put on people across the board to mandate these folks or force folks to, you know, take this, you know, this injection, whether you actually, you know, want to or not, for whatever your reasons may, you know, may be for not wanting to do so. And the way that they're tying it to various things is making it very difficult for people to, you know, maintain their, you know, their living situations. They're tying it to people's, you know, it's either, you know, some people are saying that it's either the jab or a job. So either you take the jab or you're going to lose your job or you can't get a job. They already have initiated certain things where you can't, you don't have necessarily freedom of movement without being vaccinated or being able to show a vaccination card and do different kind of things, whether it's travel restrictions or being able to go out to certain kind of venues and entertainment establishments and such. So, you know, that's part of the issue that I have. And people, you know, definitely feel a way about it and they want to, you know, indulge and go ahead and take the shot. That should be their choice. But for government, for, you know, government entities, you know, to say, well, this is something. And, you know, another thing is for, you know, a private business to do it. That's a whole other matter. But for, you know, the government across the board to say that this is something they're going to push on its citizens, I definitely feel is a wrong thing. And to tie that to people's livelihood is a very serious matter. All right. Once again, 563-999-3050. What's on your mind? What's some of the top stories that have been going down and near the end of the year that may be on your mind, or just something that's on your mind right now? We definitely love to hear from you. I think I see my dude, Mr. Roy, lurking around. I don't know if he's ready to sit down behind the microphone or not, but we'll see if we could get that together in just a bit. Always good to see Mr. Roy in the building. Another big story. Last year there was the killing of Ahmaud Arbery, a gentleman who was jogging and who was gunned down by some vigilante folks who thought they were, you know, protecting property in their neighborhood or whatever their mindset, you know, may have been. But this gentleman was killed and shot, and it was actually caught on video by one of the people who was engaged in the pursuit, you know, videotaped it from his phone camera as such. And, you know, that was put out and actually used as evidence in their conviction. And they were convicted last month, both a father and son. And a neighbor, all right, that engaged in the pursuit and the subsequent killing of Ahmaud Arbery. Well, they were actually sentenced just this past week, and they were actually all given life. All right, they were all given life, and the father and son were given life without the possibility of parole. The neighbor was actually granted the opportunity for parole after he serves a period of 30 years. So that's the that's what's going down in that particular case, and yeah, we think that that's an appropriate sentence for what was engaged in. You saw it on the video where he was blasted with the shotgun, first pursued in a truck, and then, you know, blocked off, and, you know, he's trying to get away, and they jump out the truck, and, you know, well, you see what happened on the video. You see him get shot and fall to the ground, and it's really kind of, you know, it's really kind of crazy and tragic, you know, when people decide that, you know, they know what it is and they're going to take it into their own hands and serve as judge, jury, and the executioner. So it's really crazy. So that one actually almost didn't end up the way that it ended up because of, once again, that good old boy network, because as it turned out, the father had worked for law enforcement in that particular area, had worked for the for the prosecutor, for the district attorney, whatever the title is, in that area, and it almost got swept under the rug. It really did. It almost got swept under the rug. So we definitely got to be vigilant about these things. We got to stay on top of these things, and make sure that they do get reported. All right, and that's why we always express an interest in what it is that may be going on in your neck of the woods. What it is that may not be making mainstream news, all right, that maybe people outside of your immediate area or immediate neighborhood may not be aware of, all right, and it's definitely important to get that out. All right, Dirty Basement Radio, let's get back to some more of this music. Let me see what I got that I wanted to just jump into real quick. Dig back just a minute. All right, big shout out to my dude, Kurt Digger, another legendary cat, all right, from right here in the Q Borough. You know, Queens get the money. He is Southside representative. He was in the building not too long ago talking about some serious stories and the serious affiliations. He got some new music that's out right now. Make sure. Matter of fact, he also got a shoe line. All right, brother dropped a shoe line. yeah. You definitely got to check that out. Ben Waller. All right, make sure you check out the Ben Waller shoe line, Waller. This is Kurt Digger right here featuring Black Poet and GOD3. This is Animal Style. That's the name of this joint. This joint's called Animal Style. My bad, Kurt Digger. Let's go.
Who da? Want me to set it off, Digger? All right, we're Godfather. All right, let's get it. Niggas get popped in the street, acting undefeatable. It's unbelievable. Run up on you and pull a heat on you. You slipping. That's what smoking too much weed will do. Get your ass shot up. Kill all your people too. You ain't designed for warfare. You ain't programmed to don't care. You don't know no fear. Wasn't raised around goons and wolves. Running the streets. Animal Style for real. Ask Godfather, he was there. Kurt heard about how I caused horror. These hip hop niggas, they never been ready for me. Sat with Lee or Cohen, he said you too scary for me. Plus I ain't have no gimmick, just a soldier from Queens, waiting for no limit. Bitch ass niggas, just remember that. Next time you speak facts, anytime you mention black.
Facts, black ass, clap, collapse. Frozen your tracks, hot day with the Mac. Cold nights, we broke day like sunlight. Chase when I buzz, scream for my blood. Queensbridge, a city within the city. Six blocks, 96, building six stories. 4140, the project bricks. Any second shit might get thick. Head swimming, real life menaces. Hard prison sentences. Up north, down state, like the sound was critical. A way I touched, though, he stood on a pedestal. Status on impeccable, Godfather demeanor. Knife work, Benny the Butcher, meat cleaver. Quarterback, I reroute receiver. Nocturnal niggas just looking for a reason to riddle your body up with the evil.
G.O.D.
Kurt Digger, DJ Marty,
NY City, nigga.
yo, yo. Microphone check, 1, 2, y'all. Catch me out in Queens, I'll be marvin' with the screwball. Curb digger, black pole, and godfather. Part 3, concrete, the only thing harder. That's the dragon baseball with the screw in it. Southside Queens, niggas know how I'm doing it. The streets made me, Southside raised me. Rochdale, a few blocks from the basement. You like the middle of 40 projects, you a square. You never heard of GMT, kid, you wasn't there. I'm Southside like Bimmy and Black Dust. I just step in the booth and turn the mic to Black Dust. The Mac bust, turn your whole city red. Strictly killer flow, so you niggas dead. OG, still got my stripes like a tiger. Roar like a lion, big cat, I'm a liger.
G-O-D.
Kirk Digger, DJ Marty, you're on the game,
shit. True ball, mad men.
Y'all niggas can't touch us.
Fuck one time, nigga.
I'm underground like a sewer worker.
Queens.
Yeah. Once again, big shout out to Kurt Digger, Queens, get the money. All right, taking it from the south side of Queens all the way to the west coast right now. This is definitely some more heat for you. And once again, big shout out to Yuck Mouth. Fantastic interview. He was in the building, what was it, just last week, right before New Year's Eve. I had him in the building here on Dirty Basement Radio. All right, and dropped off this particular joint. The video is out on YouTube right now. Definitely fire. This is Yuck Mouth and Razzcast, who was in the building alongside him. All right, along with Swifty McVeigh is also on this track, and MRXSX is on this track. Definitely serious right here, talking about people like you.
I don't like people like you.
I ain't gotta bite my tongue and I'm not gonna run from a nigga, I'ma stay there. Fuck all that he say, she say. If I gotta tell you niggas off, I'ma say it. I ain't got time for the nonsense. I'ma fuck around and leave a palm print. Fuck a truth, I got the juice. And I tell your mama that she ain't shit. Use a hoe, delusion though. You don't wanna make no dough. Gotta go to another nigga's home just to get put on. Wasting the dope with your face in the coke. Sick lyricist, you would never see me grow. I ain't no joke and it's no antidote. I'm rolling with a 44 mag. Wanna put it in your throat? You gon' wanna pray to the pulse.
What you looking behind for? Is you stupid and blind whore? Pointing directly at you and your kind. Stop killing my vibe, whore. I don't like lame niggas. Only time he got hard when his gang with him. Till I pulling up and that thing hit him. So you leave the same way if you came with him. I don't like thirsty hoes. Kool-Aid packs no water. You a bitch-ass nigga. A bitch-ass son and a bitch-ass father. Probably have a bitch-ass daughter. 18 on the track doing everything you taught her. Lambs to the slaughter. Never get a dollar. Suck that you swallowed and I block and unfollow.
I like people like you.
I don't like the way you looking at me like a bad bitch that ain't never happy. Entitled ass, entitled, give me boom backspace. Entitled text, play text, how the rim cycle. Knew it was a rather nigga being Michael. Mike quotes rival, that's a sign of Simon. Cross the idols, hey,
I do not care if you don't like women, but your rap like your drawers ain't got dig holes in them. Lights off, no signs of movement, sleep. I'm 6 feet tall but underground deep. Following with some shit that they heard cheap. Every time I listen to that, weak. Baby, shake your ass to the right. East, I'm a motherfucking beast.
I'm a boss, you a goofy. Screaming fuck friends, hit them with a little Uzi. Still chop it on the beat like Bruce Lee. Tell him put the pussy on the gram like Boosie. Clutch shot like 2-3. Put him in the grave, shit getting real spooky. Still niggas throw things like Pookie. Don't know the game, tryna bang like two. You niggas bitches, you worse than a hoe. You niggas snitches, you work for the folk. I hit the block with the perp and the drill. I put your bitch in the skirt and she hoe. Whoa, slow down turbo. Gotta keep square niggas at the circle. AK got a nose like snorkel. Keep two straps on the nigga like Urkel.
Yeah.
I don't like people like you.
Bitch, I'm talking about you. Pull up if you don't like you, bitch. Pull up if you don't like you, bitch. Pull up if you don't like you, bitch. I don't like people like you. Pull up if you don't like you, bitch. Pull up if you don't like you, bitch. Pull up if
Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio, talking about those people like you. I don't like people like you. Got to keep my eye on y'all. Y'all be the haters with the fake smile. Got to shake them off. Got to shake them off. You know what I mean? Word, for real, for real. Dirty Basement Radio, got to keep an eye on them folks. All right, take my word, take my advice. All right, that was Yuck Mouth alongside of Raz Taz and a little bit of help from a couple of other artists on that track. All right, Swifty McV and MRXSX. All right, definitely a hot track right there. People like you. Let's keep it on the West Coast for a minute right now. All right, big shout out to Cocaine. It's another big record right here that dropped a few months back. All right, this is Cocaine alongside of Kool Rock Ski. Real, real exclusive record right here. This joint is called Hush.
Ain't nothing wrong with different styles of music, but this is real hip-hop. Man, tell this little kid, man.
Hey, man, hip-hop is the freedom of expression, but you got to keep it in perspective. What we're going to do right now is show you how we do our brand of hip-hop.
Man, you ready to learn? Come on, nephew. Let me show you some real hip-hop.
Thank you. wings off the fly.
Yo, I'm from the do it or you die, where 85% of the population's getting high, like the opposite of goodbye. 1 out of 10 guys think they flow better than any river that any chick or bitch nigga could ever cry. The haters be thirstier than the ratchets, having money is like magic, you can keep anybody that you could buy. Savages roam the city at night, telling God to catch this, you can grab your spirit, throw it in the sky. The cops hate anyone black or brown, and even black and brown cops don't want anyone black around. I'm from San Bernardino, it's different ways it's pronounced, but when I go out of bounds, bitches love the way I sound. Now, nothing here is logical and anything is possible. Niggas will whoop your ass and drop you off at the hospital, but I shoot the wings off the fly. No lie, I shoot the wings off the fly. See, nothing here is logical and anything is possible. Niggas will whoop your ass and drop you off at the hospital, but I shoot the wings off the fly. No lie, I shoot the wings off the fly. And so my way of mingling with the public is bending the back street in the inconspicuous bucket. Ain't looking for trouble, but I don't duck it, especially if it's about some ducats. I don't argue over shit that lacks substance. I'm on my way to make my dollar double. On the radio, Mike Epps having daughter trouble. I kept dipping like dots at Berry Farm Knots. Wonder how much different shit'd be if Pac was never shot. But I let it go, cause fuck it, we'll never know. He probably was reincarnated through someone that'll never show. They face is fucked up cause we needed him. The other thing that sucks is how the devil defeated him. But hey, got to my destination, bought an eighth, froze him in a strawberry, split a Rillo and took a taste. Inhale, held it in till a nigga choked, hit it again and then this is what a nigga wrote. Nothing here is logical, anything is possible. Niggas will whoop your ass and drop you off at the hospital, but I shook the wings off the fly. No lie, I shoot the wings off the fly. See, nothing here is logical when any...
Big shout out to all my area codes in the building. 602, I see you. Press that number one button. Holler at me.
No lie, I shoot the wings off the fly.
See, I've been here so many times. No one can comprehend how I'm just
walking through life, shooting the wings off the fly. I'm walking through life, shooting the wings off the fly.
See, I've been here so many times. No one can comprehend how I'm
walking through life, shooting the wings off the fly. I'm walking through life, shooting the wings off the fly. So, on another note, completely different subject. I'm unable to give a fuck, cause it wasn't in my budget. The mic cord's my umbilical, I should cut it when I finish bringing life to a sentence so no one hear you when you busting. And you might see that as a form of hate, but I'm from the city that used to have the highest murder rate. So it's in my nature to do a 187. This is just a case where the mic was used as a murder weapon. Because the mic cord was like a source of air, and nobody could hear you cry for help, and that's why they left you there. Exhibiting the true form of crazy, kicking and screaming like a badass baby. Roll past 100 niggas on your ass and splash 80. Cause cash is money, money is cash, ask baby. It's bitches that'll squirt milk from they titties at me. This one of them songs gon' make them niggas from my city happy. Nothing here is logical when anything is possible. Niggas will whoop your ass and drop you off at the hospital, but I shoot the wings off the fly. No lie, I shoot the wings off the fly. See, nothing here is logical when anything is possible. Niggas will whoop your ass and drop you off at the hospital, but I shoot the wings off the fly. No lie, I shoot the wings off the
fly.
Yeah, dug back deep into the archives for that one. Haven't pulled that one out in a minute. I kept it on the West Coast for a triple play. That was Dirty Birdie and Shoot the Wings Off the Fly, all right? So don't try to mess around and be slick, all right? Because the shot is precise. All right, that's how precise it is. I can shoot the wings off the fly. Might mess around with me. All right, let me jump to the telephone lines right now. I got a 602 area code in the building. Let me get them connected right now. 602, what's happening?
Greetings, your name is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is Pastor Don G, CEO. I'm just listening to the show, man. I love the last thing you just played. That was really fire.
Okay. All right, well, definitely appreciate that. Now, where's 602 at? Where you calling in from?
I'm in Mesa, Arizona, and I'm texting the winning team now to come on in and get involved in what you're doing with the whole program.
Okay, all right, well, fantastic. We definitely appreciate that. Appreciate support from, you know, everybody who we can get it from was kind enough to show us some love. Now, how did you hear about the show?
I have a research department. We've been on over 1,000 of these radio stations. They send me a text message, and then once I hear the show and I know that it's real people doing real things, and I text my 300 win team members and tell them come on in, and everybody know what they're working on.
All right, well, fantastic. Well, you want to, you know what I'm saying, you want to shout your team out?
Man, I got too many shout-outs. My name is Pastor Don Jr., CEO. You can follow me on any of your favorite social media at Don Jr., CEO. And we coming, man. We going to be our 22-city tour with the winning team, Global Connections. We're going to be coming to a city near you. You're going to be in Vegas, everywhere. You're putting the word out. It's time for positivity to come back to the reality.
All right, fantastic, fantastic. Well, we would definitely look forward to, you know, working with you in whatever capacity that, you know, we can make work and, you know, make mutually, you know, mutually beneficial for everybody involved. I would definitely love to, you know, be involved. I have my co-host here, Mr. Roy, in the building. I'm quite sure that he would want to, you know, have a couple of words on this conversation. Mr. Roy?
You already know who it is and how it's going down. Happy New Year, and it's all around. In the building, I am here, I am here. Make sure it's clear that you can hear that DJ Sincere is in the rear making everything fair. It's a lot of things that I got to say, a lot of things that I do. Salutations and peace to you, brother. Thank you for calling.
Amen.
The Dirty Basement. I appreciate you calling, and definitely, you know, networking, network make the sweat work. You know, everything works good with networking.
Amen.
And we're trying to expand and make things much bigger and brighter for the triple two. I call it the triple two, you know, 2022. You know how we're doing it, how it's going down.
Okay. I might still that. That's very nice. I like that. I like that a lot.
Well, you know what? You got to listen to me, man. Listen to me close because I say some things. I get it in when the wind gets in. You know what I'm saying? I'm a slick talker.
I like that.
You know, I'm not new to the game. I'm true to the game, you know. But we definitely appreciate your support and definitely tell people about us, man. We've been here for a while. We've been doing this, man. This is Black Man and Robin. This is Mudfoot and Curly Toe. We are here. We are the independent artist's best friend. We do some great interviews. We got magazines. We got production. We got writing. We, you know, just Google us, man. DRTYBSMNT, Dirty Basement with no vowels. I know DJ Sensei is like, yo, man, Mr. Raw is going in. But you know what? I've been missing for a minute, and I'm back. I ain't lost. You know, look, I'm back like I never left, and I ain't did nothing wrong. I ain't steal. I ain't never theft. You know how it go down.
Amen. Amen. You spit that.
There's more where that
comes
from.
Hard body, Mr. Roy. Definitely going in. No doubt about that. I definitely had, you know what I'm saying, you sound in a fine voice, Mr. Roy. I sound like you're ready to go. Get back on board with the Brother and Sister Experience. That's another a show we got on deck here on Dirty Basement Radio. Ready for that show to reemerge?
Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, looking forward to that. Also, you know, we play all kind of music, all kind of genres, all kind of situations going on here, man. We embrace everybody's music, everybody's entities, everybody's situations going on, man. We are looking for a great year this year. You know, we got different shows, we got different aspects, we got different points of view, we got different things. This is a platform where you don't need platforms. You don't need platforms, you're staying in our platform.
Wow. Yeah, I'm definitely texting everybody right now, man. I'm texting everybody on the phone, telling them come on in to the show. So you on the side of my voice, y'all got to press number one to get involved. The word is just fine.
Thank you so much, brother.
Amen.
Absolutely, absolutely. 563-999-3050. And once again, brother, what is your name again? I'm sorry.
Pastor Don Jr., CEO.
All right, got Pastor Don Jr., CEO. Now that does sound a little bit familiar to me. I don't know if I've gotten some of your emails.
Four or five times. Yeah, emails.
I'm sorry.
Messages. I've been on this network 4 or 5 times. I got the win
out
of Las Vegas. We teach the stars of tomorrow business today.
All right. All right. Well, that's definitely what it is. Now, I got a 313 area code also in the building. I press that number one button if you want to get involved with the conversation. If you got something you want to say, you want to get involved right now, I press that number one button and I'll bring you live on the air. Expecting my guest, Ms. Fur, to be in the building in just a few more minutes. Expecting her at the top of the hour. So definitely stay tuned for that. All right. Just coming up right now. All right. But we've got a few more minutes before the top of the hour. So, you know, I can squeeze in a few more songs right before my guest comes on board. Now, it's always great to have Mr. Roy back in the building. I didn't definitely sound real good, definitely in fine voice. I stay tuned, coming up sooner than you think. The Brother and Sister Experience making a return right here at the Dirty Basement Radio. That is on Thursdays. All right, so definitely stay tuned for some more information on that. Definitely follow your social media for more information on that. All right, and Mr. Roy, also a fantastic artist in his own right. Let's jump into this song right now before we get into the next hour. This is Mr. Roy. Holla at me.
The alert out to your committee. Then same old nigga living in a new city, baby. Grinding for the shine, ain't taking no pity. No. With nothing on the line but mine, like a bitty. I can grind me and gritty. Pay attention, take notice. Look. If around me know my mind, then I'm really not focused. Nah. I swarm on the track, my impact is like locusts. For the stack, I'm devoted. Come it's on. A fact, you can quote it. Mr. Rose, the locomotive, spit the full speed ahead. It's the thoroughbred, you know, keeping it unlocked like a full head of dreads. Put me on the spot, you understand what I said. And if you're putting up your butt, that means money. I gotta take your bread and make you an example with just a sample. Show you that I rock with them too hot to handle. I'll make you feel shot like you're hanging over my mantle. Cause in the game of fame, you can't even hold a candle.
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Roar and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you?
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Roar and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like you?
It doesn't matter when you place me in the lineup. Watch out for the windup, cause I'ma knock it out of the park. Don't sign up to be in the league or the team where I'm at. Cause I'm swinging the mic with the chords like a bat. Or more like a whip, so kick nigga, get. While surrounded by trash ass niggas, I throw a fit. Don't give a shit about the YouTube hits that you get. All I wanna know is if you MC, yo, can you spit? If I put you in the booth on the track, is it a hit? On stage in front of a crowd, yo, can you rip? Riddle me this, I know you all can admit that the rap game is the crack game gonna chit. Prepare for the game, make sure you're fully equipped. Treat it just like a chain, no weak links, you won't slip. Picture your bars being bricks, ready to flip. And always watch your back before you start running your lip.
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Roar and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you?
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Roar and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you? Nowadays, rhyme pace, still get caught in the whirlwind. Everybody spitting from your mom to your girlfriend. I rep for certain, after me, close the curtain. Cause I'll put the stress in your chest, just like a burden that you can't relieve. And best believe, with some practice, you change your status. You will achieve, pull up your sleeve. Little nigga, adjust your weave. You could barely run the track, I hear you wheezing as you breathe. I do it with ease, leave you down on bended knees. With just a tease, I get at you without a sneeze. Cause real MCs are deadlier than killer bees. So why you trying to catch some Z's? I'm focusing on making G's. I got a disease, it's called ill expertise. You can't catch it, you can stay being ratchet. You can't match it, and guaranteed you can't snatch it. I'm out ace, in the PE, you can attach it.
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around, and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Roar and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you?
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around, and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Roar and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you? Let's go.
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Roar and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you?
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Roar and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you?
Union. All day, every day.
Yeah, yeah, union representing Dirty Basement's own Mr. Raw. Holler at me. I definitely holler at us every single Saturday, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Alright, no doubt, no doubt. We got Pastor Don Jr., CEO, also in the building, hanging out with us. Definitely appreciate that. Alright, coming in from the 602 area code. We definitely appreciate the support, my brother. Thank you so much.
And especially just to say, because he said he's in Arizona, that's a different time zone. So for him to even take the time out to make sure that he called in from a tip from a different time zone, which I think is about 3 hours different, we appreciate that even more. Because I think in Arizona, it should be about 3 hours different from our time right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Cause I think that's, you know, that's you know, that's a West Coast also, just like, you know, KV and some of our other, you know, West Coast affiliates. You know, we definitely appreciate that because it is kind of, you know, it can be a little bit off-putting. You know, we've had that situation before where, you know, time frames have gotten a little bit lost because, you know, we've dealt with people from, you know, all over the world. And, you know, sometimes it's 3 hours, sometimes it's six, sometimes it's 12. You know, it can get kind of crazy. So we definitely appreciate everybody that, you know, supports the show regardless to where it is that they're coming in, you know, calling in from. But I want to give a big shout out to my dude, Shawnee Shine. He hit me up the other day, him and his family a little bit, you know, under the weather. So I definitely want to send my get well wishes, you know, to him and his family. You know, we got a mixtape in the cut, all right, that we produced. I guess it's been about a year or so that mixtape has been in the cut, but I think we're finally about ready to actually release it to the public. So stay tuned for some more information on that. I think on my old Instagram, you know, there was a couple of sneak peeks that we had put out. You know, we'd actually shot some videos and did a lot of things. So, you know, we have to see what, you know, what's up with the footage and, you know, everything like that. But the mixtape is, it should be on the way, hopefully before the end of the quarter. So me and Shawnee are going to get together and see about how we're going to roll that out. So be on the lookout for the Bronx Life or No Life mixtape hosted by yours truly, DJ Sincere. This is my dude, Shawnee Shine, on this track right here. This is Brand Up.
Sunny and Shine. Double S, Double S.
Know it, y'all. Shout out,
I dropped the bag, said I need the bag. 20, 50, 100 bills, pop a tag. I got money on my mind, money on my mind, money on my mind, money on my mind.
Can't get the brand up, throw aside and take the banner. Swan running with a phantom, shoulder to shoulder with a blimmer. Got me handling with the handlers, running scammers with the scammers. Credit card came bananas, hit the traffic with the scammers. Green panda coming from Atlanta while I'm tearing down that island web. Never, never, never knowing better, but I'm swerving on in that bad weather. When the dope was falling on lots of panel, why live the life that I was born to handle? Moving at the sun as I bought a candle, like shine, shine, put them on the mantle. I had to get money up on that avenue, you in the middle, that's that path through. So that 12-12 midnight. Ignore with a block of 41 black move. More coke in a pad than a mule. Underground in the alley with two. With that dope of purple angel. Who fucking up and who fucking up and who fucking up that runner? Who fucking up and who fucking up and who fucking up that runner? Tell the boy don't fuck that runner. Boy turn the boy into a number. Who the fuck won't fuck that runner? Who fucking up the whole runner? Wait.
And I wait a minute, chapter is in. To read about the end again, I'm in the backwind, so I make the breeze. And I want to smoke, so I go to trees. And I die for you if you live for me. That's true, Sean, so simply. It's no sympathy, it's no empathy. If you ain't a part of this sympathy, then you could be in that sympathy. So now we ain't letting you down. Yo, who the fucking up and who fucking up and who fucking up that runner? Who fucking up and who fucking up and who fucking up that runner? Tell the boy don't fuck that runner. The boy turn the boy into a number. Who the fuck won't fuck that runner? Who fucking up the whole runner? Wait. We caught sun up the sun up. 1 hour on a run up.
Yeah, Dirty Benson Radio, DJ Sensei in the building. Big shout out to all my area codes in the building. Everybody showing love on IG. Big shout out to Kay Swiss. I think she's in the building. And I think I see my guest, Miss Fur. I think she's in the building right now. Let me see if I can get her connected. And then see if we can get this interview on the way. Big shout out to that 832 area code in the building. I see you. Definitely welcome to the show. I press that number one button if you want to get involved. Let me see if I get Ms. Fur connected right now. Hold on, y'all, just a second. My switchboard want to go crazy right now. Ms. Fur.
Yep, I'm here.
All right, how you feeling? How you feeling? What's going on with you? All right, welcome back to the Dirty Basement. Thank you so much.
Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You know what I'm saying? I've been seeing you, you know what I'm saying, running around on your different exploits and whatnot, doing the damn thing. I had different events and, you know, on the red carpet and the black carpet and, you know, everything. I'm like, I'm surprised. Damn, she's doing it for real, for real. So, you know, definitely have to get you back on the airwaves and then, you know, catch up with things and, you know, get a little bit of, you know, talk going on of, you know, exactly, you know, what you've been doing and, you know, how you've been doing it and, you know, maybe how, you know, give us some insight on how some other folks that may be interested in, you know, hitting that red carpet and, you know, doing some of the things that you do, maybe how they could do it too. So, You know, mm-hmm. talk to us a little bit. You know, how did you, get started on your, on your journey?
Definitely. Well, it actually depends on which journey you're talking about because I'm doing a lot of different things right now. So you're talking about the acting? Are you talking about the entrepreneurship or the music?
Well, you know, we want to get into, you know, a little bit of all of that, you know, of course, I guess we could, you know, try to go as, you know, chronological as we can. Now, of course, I met you as a music artist, you know, that's how I originally know you, you know, from the music that you were doing and, you know, some of your songs that we've played here on Dirty Basement Radio, you know, over a period of time. But, you know, since that time, of course, you know, you've leveled up, you've progressed in, you know, different kind of things and you've gone on also to enter the world of acting, you know, Hollywood and such. So I guess we could go from one to the next. If you want to, you know, start with the music, I guess we could start there.
Okay. Well, the music, you know, music is music. You kind of just have to love what you do and stay consistent. Getting into it was actually right at my family, so it just kind of came to me one day. Just like a lot of, like, say, my nieces and nephews or everybody, just about all of us in the family does music. So
okay.
It's just something that's in our blood. Even if we don't take it seriously, we know how to do it. You know, so it depends on, like, how far you want to go with everything. So if you want to go far with your music, like I say, you just have to stay consistent. You have to get your stuff copywritten. Before you can send it out to anybody or they will take it from you and then you'll be mad.
That's a fact.
Yeah. And then, of course, you have to have the right stage name, you know, get some flyers out and, you know, just go showcase your talent and everything. So it's definitely a lot to the music industry. You have to have the right producer, the right studio, the right engineer, the right sound in general, the right look. So it's a whole lot in the music.
Now, did you have a, you know, now you say your family, you know, was involved in the music. So did that act as your, you know, team, so to speak? You know, did they, you know, help with the, you know, development and all the, you know, behind the scenes stuff and all the things that have to go on, you know, just like you were mentioning with the copyrights and getting all your paperwork together? Did they assist with that or did you have another team?
No, they didn't assist with that because everybody was pretty much doing their own thing and trying to get their own self together. So I basically had other teams. I had, like, friends and things like that that would say if they was in the music industry, they know somebody that was that can assist me, like they knew of a producer. Or I would go out and I would just go network. Like, say if I do a show. And I would meet a producer or another artist or whatever, and then I would just stay in contact because it's all about relationships. So
that's right.
I would stay in contact with that person. And then if they can't help me, then they may know somebody else, you know, else that can. So
right.
And once you find the right people, you kind of have to stick with them, you know, because there's a lot of like, wannabes out there. I'm not saying that they're doing something, but they really not. They just trying to make a name for themselves. So it's a lot of those people out there. So, again, once you find the right people, the right team, the right management or whoever, you just really need to stick with that person because you know y'all can get along and y'all not going to play each other.
Okay. All right. All right. No doubt about that. It's definitely, saying some real important things right there. I hope y'all are, you know, listening closely to what Ms. Furr is saying about, you know, this, just the business aspect of things is real important, you know, to get a grip on those kind of things. Now, as far as, you know, the paperwork part of things go, did you have to, you know, learn that on your own on the fly or, you know, did you have any assistance with that?
I'm going to say with the people that I did meet, they helped me with the paperwork because I knew absolutely nothing. Like, I didn't know about doing all that stuff. I didn't know about Sound Exchange and Nielsen, BBS,
right,
and all the other type of stuff.
Right.
So it's somebody that actually knew about it, and they took their time to walk me step by step. But what happened was they got so fed up with me asking questions because I'm very technical. They just did it for me for a minute. They did, because you have to do each song like that. And I have several songs. So they
right.
did it for me, and they said, okay, this is what you need. And after they did it, they told me how they did it. Because, you know, going step by step with somebody, it can kind of, like, make somebody lose their flow of helping you. So,
yeah, it can get kind of tedious. It can get kind of tedious. Yeah, you get kind of frustrated.
Exactly. So... that's why I said, because I didn't know and I didn't really understand, and I like to stop. I like to question every single word, every single sentence, you know, to make it make sense to me so I can get it. So, like I said, they got fed up and they just did it for me for the first song, and then that's how I learned after they did it because I know, you know, what I was doing was on a time limit, and they didn't have time to be, you know, help me step by step. So that's why they, you know, I got it done that way. But if you have somebody that actually sit there with you and help you and go through stuff, then, you know, that's awesome.
Okay, no doubt about it. All right, Dirty Basement Radio. All right, chopping it up with our guest, Ms. Furr. She's in the building with us for a sit-down. It's been a little while, so definitely good talking with her. All right, Mr. Roy, I got my co-host, Mr. Roy, in the building. Mr. Roy.
You, Ms. Furr.
Hi.
Happy New Year. What's
Happy
going
New
on
Year.
With you? You remember me?
Yeah, I remember you.
Yeah,
how are you?
Good, we good, we good. I see you making moves. I'm proud of you. Much success to you doing all the things that you do. Let me ask you a few things before I pass you back to DJ Sincere. You know, you were telling us about the multi things that you are doing at one time, you know, how is it trying to balance that at, you know, it's not easy. I know it takes time to practice acting. It takes time to learn your lyrics. It takes time to balance your books and have people to trust and look at your circle. And then at the same token, you're an artist, but you're still a fan of who? Who are you still a fan of? That's my first question.
I'm a fan of everybody. You know, I may not listen to everyone's, like, full album, per se, but I like everybody from The Baby to Bruno Mars to, you know, Beyonce to Jay-Z to whoever. So I'm still a fan of everybody. I'm still, you know, of course, a normal person.
Oh, definitely. I know that. On your way up to the point that you reach now, you were looking at who? Who was your influences or who was just somebody who inspired you or motivated you to at least take the chance of trying to do so many different things?
I would say Tupac.
Nice.
Yeah, because he did everything, you know?
Nice. So, of course, my thing is, now that you are embarking and you're meeting more people, you know, in your mind, did you have a mindset to say, you know, if I meet this person or I would love to have a opportunity to work with who?
I would probably say Beyonce.
Okay. That'll be the person for you.
Yeah, that'll be the person for, well, several people. You know, like I said, everybody that I listen to, I will want to work with them. But the top person who I could just, like, enjoy, like, a full album and stuff like that and really like the lyrics, I would say Beyonce. Beyonce and Bruno Mars. Those are my top people.
Yeah, those two are very good artists. So when you say Miss Fur is out to accomplish in the next year, this is, you know, the triple twos right now, and you're looking to the stars, of course. Everybody looks towards the stars when it comes to their career. What do you have planned that you're going to really enforce more now?
I'm going to say my acting. Because I found that to be, you know, a new passion of mine, and I'm digging deeper into it, like trying to become SAG and things like that. And when you become SAG, you have to pay your SAG dues, you know, fees yearly. So that's an investment as well. You're investing into yourself with that. And I've already started doing some acting. So, like I said, I'm digging a little bit deeper into it. So, of course, if I do the acting, then I could probably be on the soundtrack, too, with my music. So, you know, everything kind of, you know, comes together. So, if one don't pop, something else could pop because it could be on the same movie, per se.
Nice, nice. And I see you out there. I'm checking you out. I see you. You're photogenic. You're doing the thing. You're keeping it alive because competition is so hard these days. And the last thing is, with the competition being so fierce, you know, what do you say to yourself that, you know, check out Miss Fur because I have blank to offer?
I'm going to say I have to offer. I have charisma, talent, personality, professionalism, structure. I don't, like, when it comes to myself, I don't just play around with it. I'm very serious about it. And when I get going with whatever I'm doing, people see, like, it's a seriousness of me. Like, I take myself serious. So let's just say if I'm on stage performing and people are not paying attention, I'm going to try to basically command the attention. Like, if I'm not rapping, like, say if I'm rapping and you're not paying attention, I'm going to more so be in your face rapping to get your attention or do something to get your attention because I feel like I deserve that, you know, for myself.
Okay, okay. Well, I'm going to pass you back to DJ Sincere. I had a few more questions, but you know what? I'm going to hold that. Just in case anybody knows, you know, I'm going to hold that. But don't forget, you know, I follow you. You follow me. Check each other out. Maybe we work together this year. You never know. It's possible. Production, doesn't matter where it comes from. So you got to look at and see your opportunities. And I wish you much success. I'm listening out for you.
Thank you. Thank you. Definitely. Stay in contact. Let's talk. Yeah.
No doubt, Dirty Basement Radio, my dude, Mr. Roy. We got Ms. Fur in the building. All right, let me keep going with the telephone lines right now. Got this 313 area code in the building. I think I know who this is. Let me see. 313, talk to me.
Hey, how you guys doing, man? Can you hear me?
Yep. What's going on with you?
I'm blessed, man. My name is Corey. I'm the CEO of Freedom Records in New Orleans.
Okay. All right. Well, fantastic, brother. Well, definitely welcome to the show. All right, we're talking with our guest right now, Ms. Fur. All right, would you like to speak with her?
Yes. How you doing, Ms. Fur?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm blessed, sister. Congratulations on all your success. I'm definitely going to follow you. It's my first time on the show, guys. I got a message from one of you guys on LinkedIn to join in. So I'm here. I have a few artists myself. I'm from Detroit, but I live in Louisiana now. And I'm promoting these guys called The Team and Ghazi Ali, Lucky Lou, T-Shirt. We just done a song with 3D9T and this young lady named Denicia here in Louisiana. But I'm definitely interested in your platform, man, and I think it's a blessing. And sister, hats off to you and all your success. And I was listening to what you were saying about your paperwork and your do's and your don'ts and definitely copyrights and your BDSs and all these things. And those things are very important as an artist and as an indie label because we have to get the knowledge in order to be successful. So hats off to you for learning, you know, what you need to know, and many blessings to you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, absolutely, brother. Yeah. Well, thank you so much. I would definitely appreciate your support, and definitely looking forward to, you know, checking out some of your, you know, some of your artists also. So, you know, can you give us your, you know, your social media?
Yeah, we're Freedom, P-H-R-E-E-D-O-M, Records. And that's on LinkedIn. That's on Instagram, SoundCloud, YouTube. It's all one word. And, yeah, you'll find us there, man. It's a silhouette, actually, of my body with my hands over my head with handcuffs broken, meaning that I'm free and I'm able to achieve anything that's possible, you know? So that is us, man.
All right, no doubt, brother. We definitely look forward to, you know, networking with you. Thank you so much for calling in. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Blessing to you all.
All right, now. All right, let's keep going with the telephone lines. Got a 503 area code. Let's get this person connected. 503, talk to me. What's going on with you?
DJ Sincere, Mr. Raw, Priest, what's going on? How you guys doing, man? This is KV in Portland. Just tuning in, listening to the show while I'm watching the game.
Happy New Year, bro.
KV, what's happening with you, bro?
I'm all right, man. Just enjoying the show, man. Just enjoying the show.
All right, definitely. Well, we have our guest, Ms. Fur, in the building, talking about a bunch of things, and you know, about her career, and you know, her moving into, you know, from being a music artist to, you know, concentrating on being, you know, an actress and you know, pursuing different kind of roles and things like that. Would you like to speak to her?
No problem. How you doing, ma'am?
Good. I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. Just out here in Portland, Oregon. I just happened to see your page and like the things that you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing. Everything is going to work out for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I need people like you guys to tell me to keep going. That's what motivates me.
Well, I definitely need that, you know, encouragement, you know, that's definitely important too. But, you know, because sometimes it is kind of hard, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of hard, you know, to keep pushing and, you know, to keep, you know, doing this and, you know, pursuing this if you don't get, you know, that positive feedback so that you could, you know that you are, you know, definitely on the right track. But now, moving from being a, you know, concentrating more on being a music artist, you know, to, you know, to being an actress, how did you start to, you know, to make that transition, and what, you know, what all goes into that? Because, you know, you hear about, you know, casting calls and, you know, people looking at, you know, different kind of, you know, daily papers to, you know, look for, you know, audition kind of opportunities and things like that. So, you know, can you give us a little bit of, you know, background and insight on how, you know, somebody starts to get into the business, you know, whether it's, you know, walk-on roles or maybe, you know, being in a commercial or something like that?
Sure. The way I got into it, actually when I first started, it was when I was in California, and a friend of mine, he was doing a play. It was like for the neighborhood people, you know, who wanted to get something, basically who wanted to get off the streets and have something to do. So, you know, I went to his practice one day, and then they asked me if I wanted to be in a play. So So boom, that was my first chance of actually being in something like that. So I was about like 19 years old at that time. So it went from that to moving back to Atlanta, and I was looking for a job. And I was asking my friends around, like, hey, you know anybody hiring and things like that? And they said, well, they know somebody who's doing background acting. So and I said, oh, well, you know, how do you get into it and things like that? And I thought with background acting, maybe you have to probably pay them or something like that. But no, they gave me the information to the company. You know, it's like a regular job. They pay you. You get a W-2 and all that type of stuff, but you get to make your own schedule, choose, you know, what things you wanted to get into. So it was actually a casting company that I was working with. So I went down to the orientation, and soon as I left the orientation, they called me like probably 20 minutes later, said, hey, do you want to work on, it was a Friday. They said, hey, do you want to work on Monday? I said, yeah,
really?
Sure. So, wow. Yeah, it was that fast. So, when I went there to the set, it was for the set of The Resident. And actually my second day on The Resident, I got a speaking role on The Resident.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So it's just nice. Kind of about the right place at the right time, your look and everything like that. So, again, the casting companies, you just have to know about which casting companies to go to. And then you contact them, basically say, hey, how can I become part of your casting company as, you know, a background actor or, you know, whatever else that they do. So they'll put you in a database, you know, they get all your measurements, all that stuff, put you in a database, you give them pictures, and then they just will start asking, like, hey, are you available for this day? This is how much this pays, and things like that. Next thing you know, you see yourself on TV. Like, it's really that simple. It's
that next thing you know, you see yourself on TV. That's hot. That's what's up.
It's really that simple. And then here's the thing. You have to network, too. You can't just sit there and just sit back with this one casting company. I got a list of,
right.
I work with, like, 20 different casting companies. I get text messages, like, every day asking me, do I want to work this day or that day? You know, am I available? So background for stand-ins, for body doubles, you know, and then once you go to the actual work site, there's other background actors there too. You say, hey, what companies are you with? And then that's how you start gathering
right.
a list of all these different companies.
Right.
So that's how I got a list of so many different ones. So it's like I can constantly work because they
right.
would like different ones would constantly ask me, or I would go on their site and see what they have available, or they would email me. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, because I've been, like, you see my Instagram, I've been on so many different TV and movie shows. I can hit up Netflix right now and see myself. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And some stuff haven't even came out yet.
And it doesn't hurt.
That's what it is.
Yeah, that'll hurt.
It doesn't hurt the what?
That you're easy on the eyes.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Of course. Yeah, I could definitely say, like, the camera loves me and I love the camera back, you know? So it's like whenever I see where the camera's going to go, then I try to, like, inch my way over to where the camera is. And they be like, okay, great, stand right there. Oh, thank you,
okay.
You know? So
perfect,
you got to
right?
kind of finesse it, you know what I mean? So you
right.
can't just stand there and just be like, okay, I'm settled for, like, some people, they just go just to do it. And, you know, just for their part-time job, maybe just to get a little paycheck, whatever the case. But the pay is not that great. You know what I mean? So they probably start you off with probably just like $100 a day, which is good to some people. But you got to wait
for that
paycheck.
How long is a day for you?
Oh, a day? Okay, a day can be, like, any time, like, say I can go there. Say they only need me for, like, an hour or something. And they'd be like, okay, your scene is done. You could go home now. We're releasing you. Or I can stay there. One time I stayed somewhere for 17 hours.
Wow.
17 hours.
Now, like, because I've been on a couple of video shoots. So I've got my little, you know, cameos and a couple of music videos and stuff like that. And them things will take all damn day long for, I mean, I'm in the video for like 5 seconds and I'm waiting around for like 8 hours.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, you know, I'm like, it's really kind of mind-boggling. It's like, why does it take so long? I'm only, you know what I'm saying, you can just, I just do this and let me go. But it doesn't mm-hmm. work like that. I mean, 17 hours is crazy. I mean, was it that much of work or was it just a whole lot of sitting around?
It's definitely a lot of sit around and wait. Like, what
yep,
they
sit
say,
around
they
and
say
wait.
hurry up and wait. They say hurry up and wait.
Yeah.
Like they will rush you. They would be like, come on, you got to get your hair and makeup there, because they do your hair and your makeup there too. And they give you clothes to wear if they don't like what you bring. So they like, come on, you got to get this done, get that done, or whatever the case may be. And then you be in like what's called holding. You just sit there for freaking 5 hours, 3 hours, however long, just playing on your phone or taking a nap or whatever the case may be. And then you come on, do the scene for, I don't know, maybe 20 minutes or something. And sometimes that may be it, all day long. You know?
All day long.
Or it's like, huh?
I say, yep, you're right. That whole hurry up and wait thing is serious. That's if y'all have never been on a video shoot or anything like that, you have no idea. You be for a little bit of time that they need you, you'll be the whole day gone.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So I know that, you know, that's something that, you know, you as a, you know, professional actress is something that you really got to come to terms with, and just, you know, that just becomes, you know, part of the business, right?
Yeah, that's definitely, because you can't leave. They need to get this scene done. I could see if they're done with your scene and they don't need you no more, then that's when you can leave. But sometimes they still keep you around. They say, oh, well, we may need you for something else. You know, and they keep you around, which is kind of fine with me, because I'm like, okay, cool, more camera time for me, you know?
Right.
So okay. I said, let some other people go. I'll stay, you know, as long as I could be in the camera. But I'm not trying to stay and just sit and do nothing. But on the flip side, however long you do stay, they pay you time and a half after, you know, like a job. The 8 hours, they pay you time and a half.
Okay.
And they
say, oh, well, I just can't beat that, right? I just can't beat that.
Yeah,
that's all right.
Exactly.
All right, don't die.
Yeah.
And they
feed, all right.
And they feed you. Right, they feed you breakfast and lunch. Yeah, and snacks all throughout the day.
Yep,
and then
pizza
sometimes they feed you another one. Huh?
They give you pizza and all of that. When I used to be on the set of New York Undercover, it was there for hours, but they would order like 50 pizzas, and then they have everybody in one room, and they all networking, politicking, and talking, and then when, oh, it's time to film, and then everybody got to be silent while they're recording, and as soon as they go cut, everything goes back to normal. I remember those days, and when I do the Gatorade commercial, the commercial was only 3 minutes and 47 seconds long, but I was there for 12 hours.
Yep.
12
wow.
Hours.
Yep. Yep. Because they use different camera angles.
Over and over. Yeah, they take as much as they can get just in case they don't get you for another day. So then they have footage that they can splice and edit. That's how they do it. They have
mm-hmm.
me say my lines, or they have me say my lines 15 times, so that if they don't have me tomorrow, they cut my voice and they made the whole sentence properly. And that's how it is. So I respect everybody's grind when it comes to that, because you really got to put in time. It's not just the work, it's the time that you put in, the travel time. You know, it's not like you got a parking lot right there. You might have to take public transportation. You stand on line
mm-hmm.
outside before you get inside. You got to stand on line outside for a while before you can get in. So it's a grind. It's gratifying, but it's a grind. So I definitely need you.
Yeah. Now, let's not talk about how in the movies, when you do a movie, how they want it to be summertime when it's really winter outside. So you got to have on tank tops and no jackets and things like that for the scene when it's freezing cold outside, just to make it look like it's summertime.
Okay, okay, okay. Good point on good point on that. So, that they got, like, heat lamps or, you know, something like that to keep y'all warm, or y'all just be out there, y'all just got to, you know, I guess really, really show how good of an actor or actress that you are at that point.
When you're done with the scene, you could go run and find a heat lamp, or they'll give you some hand warmers or something like that, but you have to hide it if you have hand warmers and they say action, you got to hide those hand warmers, you know.
Okay.
You can't walk around with hand warmers in your hand while they're taping you. So,
right.
You have to like tuck your jacket somewhere where the camera can't see it. And then when I say cut, you got to run and go get your jacket, and you'd be freezing, everybody be shaking and stuff. So sometimes, like, it's not all glitz and glamour. You know, you got to suffer. Sometimes you even got to wear a dress. Wear a dress at nighttime in a season cold, because that's
right,
the type
right,
of scene
right.
it is.
Right, well. Well, I mean, you know, now, y'all women are used to that anyway. I mean, I've seen women out there. I mean, because, you know, now you're from California, but now you're in Atlanta, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean,
yeah.
You know, Atlanta, Georgia's a whole lot warmer than it is here in New York City. But here in New York City, and I'm sure, you know, Mr. Ross say the same thing, and, you know, I'm quite sure you could say the same thing, Ms. Fur. We've seen women dress, you know, in cold weather, but have on shorts, but, you know, short clothing, you know, very revealing clothing. So, you know, you guys have a lot of strength when it comes to wearing the clothes that y'all want to wear, and no matter what the weather may be, because I know I couldn't do it. I mean, I seen crazy white guys out there. You know, you see the white guy out there, it'll be 30 degrees, and they'll have on shorts and sneakers, and you just be looking at them like, really?
That's
well, more
true.
Power to you, because I can't do it, but, you know, women have that kind of strength, too. You know, women have that kind of strength, too. I remember back in the days I used to, you know, when I was in school, you know, like the white girls was the worst. You know, the white girls would have on the shortest, tightest possible thing out there, and it'd be like 10 degrees outside, and have on high heels, too. I'm like, damn, y'all chicks is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all chicks is crazy. All right, but let me jump back to the telephone line real quick. I got a 602 area code. I think we still have Pastor Don Jr., CEO, in the building. Let me see if that's the case. Yes, sir. Are you still with me?
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, this is Pastor Don Jr., CEO. I got to give a shout-out to the young lady. I hear you make some major moves in the industry. Make sure you get you a consultant. Somebody that can guide you through this murky business. It's very ugly, dirty, and slimy, but it's the entertainment industry. That's what we live in.
Yes, thank you. For real.
I'll be praying for you, sister, for real.
Thank you. Yes,
and shout out to my people that called in. That's real important. Y'all got to call these shows.
What'd you say?
I said, shout out to all the people that called in. It's important for people to call and support you as you on the rise. Everybody's going to want you on every TV network. They're going to want to be there, but while you building it, they need to help you build the bricks.
I know, and that's the crazy part, because a lot of people, they don't, like you said, they don't want to support you while you're coming up, but then when you're there, they go, oh, I know her. Oh, congratulations. But it's like, where were you when I needed your help?
That's right. You know, people don't even want to, you know, just, you know, press the like button, press the share button, you know,
yeah.
something as simple as that. It doesn't even require a whole lot of energy or effort. Just click the button. You know, you can't even get people to do that. You know, call in the radio show, you know, to show your support or things like that. Things that really don't cost anything. You know, and I mean, I think it's a good way to determine the circle of folks that you have around you, because if you can't get them to do the things that don't cost anything, then you really can't expect to get them to do anything at all. You know what I'm saying? You shouldn't really expect them to be there, you know what I'm saying, for your journey. But just like you said, Ms. Fur, after you get there and after you start that, you know, people really start to notice you and, you know, the public is taking notice and you, now here they come, you know what I'm saying? And, oh, yeah, what's going on? Yeah, you know. And then if you don't, you know, like re-embrace them with open arms, then you're acting funny. Then, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. and you're the one that's bad.
Mm-hmm.
You're the one that's bad. Ah, see, now she acting funny now. She acting funny. No, mm-hmm. Marco, I'm not acting funny. You the one that didn't want to show me a little bit of love, a little bit of support, right? Just a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
That's all it takes.
I get that.
That's all it takes. Yeah, that's all it takes. Mm-hmm. That's all it takes. You know what I mean? But, yeah, we definitely appreciate you coming in. But we want to, you know what I'm saying, we definitely want to play, you know, some of your music because you are an artist, too. We're talking about all this Hollywood stuff and all this other kind of stuff. But we definitely want to play, you know, some of your music before you do, have to get on out of here. But before I do that, one of the things I did, didn't want to pass by, the gentleman who just spoke, he did, you know, allude to, you know, some of the difficulties, you know, in the industry, just being able to, you know, navigate, you know, the different kind of things and avoid the different kind of pitfalls that, you know, are, you know, just part of the business. So could you give us a little bit of insight, you know, on that and, you know, how you, you know, navigate the different waters that are definitely filled with a lot of sharks?
It's crazy because it's like you don't know who's who sometimes, and people will surprise you. Like, you're not going to get a manager thinking, oh, this person is going to rip me off and take my money. You know, it's like when they start showing their butt, that's when you start seeing the signs, and that's when you need to cut them off because you never know who's who. Like, I just recently did something. I was doing a video show. And I was the host of a video show. And I didn't know, even the person that I put on the video show, I didn't know that she was going to betray me the way that she did. And then was going to, you know, she started telling lies to the producers and all that. And one of the producers was Snoop Dogg's dad, Papa Snoop. You know, so she was trying to make herself look good when all in a while she was the one lying and not doing what she was supposed to do and all the other type of stuff. But they fed into some of it, and some of it they didn't, and it's kind of like, how can someone that you put on betray you? You know, and at the end of the day, we wasn't even getting paid for it. She did it for free. So it's kind of like your friend for free. Imagine if it was a real top-notch paying job, what that person would do.
Man, listen, I could probably write a book. I could do a whole mini-series talking about people who I put on who try to cut my throat.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just something that goes on in the business, man. It's really unfortunate, but, you know, a lot of times, you know, what happens is the person that does that, you know, they come to the realization that they're not you. You know what I'm saying? And they can't do what you do, they can't do what you do the way that
you
do it. So, you're right. So it's not going to work out for them the way it's going to work out for you. You know what I mean? But they don't get it. But believe me, I understand that entirely. Believe me. That's crazy.
Because guess what? At the end of the day, she's not even doing a video show no more either.
Wow. See that?
Mm-hmm.
See that? All that energy, right? All that energy. That's crazy.
I'm
getting a lot of... Yeah, that's really unfortunate, though. But we're getting a lot of stories, getting a lot of insight, a lot of information from our guest today, Ms. Fur, having a fantastic interview with her. All right, let's jump into a little bit of music right now. Let's throw it back with this one right now. Check this out. Classic drop coming from Ms. Fur, too.
What's up, y'all?
Right,
Ms. Fur, rap artist out the Bay Area. New single out called Go Harder. And I'm rocking with Dirty Basement Radio each and every time. Go Harder, y'all.
Yeah, that's classic right there. That's classic.
Yo, what up? mama on my bills, so I call it Young Money. Bitches, fast cars, got diamonds on my ring. Bitch overseas, but like a driving his name. Sweet gang, you a campfire. Man, like big girls, I'm a wildfire turned up. Me on like a gas line, can't catch up. No, because I fly by the bird. Passport going farther, and if you try to see me on stage going harder, light years, got lots of helium. Kill, kill, murder, murder on a track. Killing verses, need a couple body bags and racks. Sweater, sack, mo cheddar. Made you relevant if you really knew better, yeah. Your hips come bed in plastic. A rubber band, baked bills and elastic. Could've made a million, we could've been friends. Nice niggas who look like government twins. Intimidated, that's how I shoot string. Sell by my team, we see your boss on my ring.
Yeah, real classic material right there. We got the artist herself. All right, my guest today, Miss Fur, in the building. All right, that was Go Harder. And she just been going harder and harder and harder, all right, over the years, all right, to get to the level that she's at right now. So we definitely appreciate, all right, her continued support. All right, we got her in the building for a couple more minutes. Let me jump back to the telephone lines right now. I got another one of my area codes in the building, 513. Talk to me.
What's up? What's up? It's Spicy.
What's going on, Spicy? How you feeling?
Great.
All right. I know you've been checking out the show for a little while. We got our guest, Miss Fur, in the building. Would you like to meet her acquaintance?
Hello. Hello. How are you?
Hi. Hi, Spicy. How are you?
Good. I just want to say it is very hard to get people to stand behind you and like your stuff and support you, but we're going to keep on marching on.
Thank you. Yes, definitely. You got to do it. It's not even for help. You still got to do it for yourself, you know?
That's it. That's right. Yes.
She's also a, you know, great artist herself, a big supporter here on Dirty Basement Radio. We definitely appreciate her. You know, she got a lot of new music getting ready to, you know, take over the airwaves in just a little bit. So definitely stay tuned. Stay tuned for that. Now, I just want to touch back a little bit on the, you know, what you're talking about with some of those casting companies. Because now, you know, as bashful as I am and everything, I thought about it occasionally in the back of my, you know what, maybe I could do that. I could go stand in the crowd. Why not? I could go stand in the crowd and, you know, look cool and shit. So, so you know, when you actually do that, did you, like, develop, like, a package? I know you said you have to have the pictures and, you know, things like that, but did you develop, like, a package, you know, kind of like a, you know, kind of like a resume or a bio to present to these different companies?
No. No, that's more like an agent type stuff. So what it is if you don't have the experience, you don't have the experience. So it's nothing to put on your resume if you don't have it, you know. So they're not going to say, oh, you can't work because you don't have the experience, because everybody named Mama could do it. I mean, literally, everybody, babies to their grandmamas, they need a little bit of everybody. So even people with disabilities, you know what I mean? They need, like in a movie, when you watch a movie, you see different people just walking by or whatever the case may be. And maybe people of all walks of life. That's who they need. So they don't discriminate. So definitely what you do is you call the company and say, hey, what do you need from me? You know, like, because usually, okay, so when I say when I went to orientation, they took my measurements there. They took my photos there. So it was right. So if I send in something like a photo that say it was like distorted or something like that, I would have to keep sending it back until it's like the right type. So they just took it and they knew it was going to be right when they take it. And all that was free. You know, I didn't have to pay anything. And really, when you go through casting companies, you don't have to pay nothing. If you got to pay something, it's a scam. Mm. So you got to keep that in mind.
All right, listen up, y'all. I heard that. You got to pay something. It's a scam.
It's a scam.
All right, don't let that go by. Don't let that go by too quick.
Yes. Because if they want you, they want you. Even Tyra Banks said it for modeling. They said, hey, with these modeling companies, if you got to pay something, it's a scam. You know, if they want you, they want you. They're going to pay you, not you pay them. You know, okay. So pretty much what it is. So a lot of this stuff is actually on Facebook, too. Or you go to the actual website. And what it is, let's just say, for example, a company, you go on Facebook, they have a post, and they say, we're looking for this, this, and that. If that fits your description, then it says apply here if it fits your description. And how you apply is just the email. They ask for your name, your birthday, your phone number, an email, and your measurements, and a couple pictures. You email it to them. And if they like you for that position, then they will email you back and say, you are booked. It is that simple.
Okay.
And then once and once you're booked,
now where do you look for these casting companies at? Where do you find them at? Do they advertise, you know, online? Is there a certain kind of journal or, you know, certain kind of, you know, wanted ads that you look in to find these casting companies or these different opportunities?
Like I said, you have to network because it's not like really an ad or anything like that. So once you know somebody doing it, you say, hey, what company are you going through? And if they give you a list of companies, you go to the next person. Hey, what company are you going through? And they give you either the same companies plus one or two more. You know what I mean? So you have to, like, build your own personal list. But there is something online. I forgot what you call it. Let me try to find it right now. If you Google, like, casting companies or something in Atlanta. Oh, Backstage. So it's a site that's called Backstage.com, right? Now, what that is, they'll tell you about all the films and stuff like that that's filming in your area. And then it's a, like I said, how it was on Facebook, like the description and how to apply with that casting company's name and the email and stuff like that. That's the same thing that's going to be on Backstage. And the Backstage, if you want to see more, you got to pay to be on Backstage to see all the different ones coming up. Now, that
all the
right
different
there,
opportunities.
Right. But this is something that you can see for free on Facebook. You just have to know what casting companies to go to. So here's a trick. What you do is you could go on Backstage. You can only see but so many things, like you can't apply and stuff like that. So what you do is you could go on Backstage for free. You could just Google it. They have a, you know, a list of different stuff. You start scrolling. It tells you about the movie and whatever the case may be. The bottom one says, this casting company, this is how you apply. You take that name of that casting company. You go on Facebook. And you put in that name on Facebook, and that's that casting company's Facebook page, and they have all the stuff that they, you know, post for free. You see what I mean? So you don't have to actually be on that page.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah,
all
so that's a
big
trick.
Right there,
you got to pay for Backstage, huh?
That's definitely a big tip. So I hope y'all are taking notes. So, you know, we got this going to be in the archives. Y'all go back and, you know, get this information once again. Ms. Fur definitely dropping gems right now, giving a whole lot of game. So I hope y'all are being appreciative right now. All right, our first show back, Dirty Basement Radio of the new year, all right, with our guest, Ms. Fur, today, having a fantastic, fantastic talk. Now, you know, do you take acting lessons and in classes and things like that?
No, I really don't. There is some, I mean, there's classes I can take if I wanted to, but I know people who've been to the acting classes and some say it helped them and some said it didn't help. Because here's the thing with acting classes, you have to pay for acting classes. And I'm not against paying for what you really need, but if it doesn't help you, like I would want the person, like say a friend of mine, to actually go to that specific class. I'd be like, hey, did it help you? Did they teach you anything? And if they give me good reviews, then I may go and pay for it, you know. But if they like, oh,
I mean,
no,
what do they actually? I mean, what do they actually show you how to do? What's the, you know, what's the purpose of going to an acting class? Like, you know, what do you actually learn that you wouldn't already, you know, already know how to do?
You'll learn how to do auditions, what to do and not to do in an audition. Like, I know people who went to acting classes and they just give me all the advice instead of me going there. They just give me all the advice for free. You know what I mean? And they teach me. So, like, for instance, with the audition, when you're doing an audition and it's a virtual audition and you have to record yourself on a camera and then send it in, you're not supposed to look at the camera. And I didn't know that. So they will teach you different things like that, like the auditions. They'll teach you about face expressions. They'll teach you how to bring out your emotions more, how to switch your emotions from one emotion to another, how to do improv. Like if somebody says something, you come back at them with something like fast enough. You can't just sit there and just think about it. So there is some that teaches you different things. And some of them, they actually make little videos. You know, they put you in groups and y'all make up a play or a skit or something, and then y'all record it and go back and look at it, who did what wrong and things like that. So there's some pretty good ones, but no, I haven't been to one yet. But
okay.
I'm not against
it. All right. I no doubt about it. All right, Ms. Fur in the building hanging out with us for a few more minutes, Now, you know, you released another song a little while back. Well, actually, you know, you released quite a few songs, but you released, you know, a real big song a little while back, featuring an artist by the name of D Black the Great. Now, we definitely want to play that before we let you go. So talk about that record a little bit. How did that record come about and who did the production on that?
D Black the Great, he actually, he's one of my producers, period. And he's been a friend of mine for a while. So, I always known him to make beats and rap and probably do a little bit of singing. We just didn't work on anything together. So, I went to him one day, said, hey, I want to come up with something. I need a beat. So he was like, okay, I got a beat for you. And I'm already on the hook for it. If you want the hook, you can keep the hook. If not, you can make it your own hook or do your own thing or whatever the case may be. So that's how the DJ came along. It was actually a song that he already had. He was already on the hook. And I said, hey, I like it. Let's just go ahead and just keep it, and you'll just be featured on it. You know, so I ended up buying the beat from him. He was my collaboration on it, and I did my two verses, and we just put the songs out, you know. It was really just, you know, already pre-made for me in a way.
Well, it definitely seemed to, you know, fit like a glove, you know, definitely went together really well. So Yeah, so let's get into that track right now. This is Miss Fur, our guest today, alongside of D Black the Great, and this is the DJ.
I say my girlfriend, fucking with the DJ, fucking with the DJ, fucking with the DJ, everybody in the club, fucking with the DJ, fucking with the DJ, fucking with the DJ.
Got bottles in my Visto. When I pour it up, got options. Yeah. That absolute, that vodka. Mix right up with that cocka. Yeah. I turned up like Waka. Bust it open like a chopper. See these haters don't like me. Sit on them like an opera. Yeah. I give them what they asking for. Sick them like a doctor. I see the DJ watching me. I'm so heated at it. Got a glimpse of the side. He got a shot for static. Now where the plug at? Where the plug at? You looking out the plug in the booth? Where the thugs at? Can't call a party without a DJ. And all that bad women too.
I say my girlfriend,
I say my girlfriend,
fucking with the DJ,
fucking with the DJ,
fucking with the DJ,
fucking with the DJ,
everybody in the club, fucking with the DJ.
Keep a ticket in my wallet. Glide when making moves, calling Pippin with no talking. Tossed up the VIP on lock. Take a Kodak. Bay girls got juice in the real niggas, they know that. It's the side of me, the fatty meat and gravity. Tell Sally May, cut the check, flipping salary. Hustle attitude, snatching niggas like a robbery. Get a grill, ain't no chick could ever stop me. Sex appeal and I'm still throwing bomb a bill. Main attraction, focus, came to kill. Every time I hit the club, song gon' replay. Then they throw it up like, hey, that's my DJ.
I say my girlfriend,
I say my girlfriend,
fucking with the DJ,
fucking with the DJ,
fucking with the DJ,
fucking with the DJ,
fucking with the DJ. Everybody in the club, fucking with the DJ.
Got my girl Miss Fur in the building, and she's definitely rocking out with the DJ, DJ Sincere in the building, alongside of my dude Mr. Raw. Right, big shout out to all my area codes in the building. Now, before I let you go, Miss Fur, I got this 832 area code that's been hanging out with us for a long time. Let me see if I can get them connected and see if they want to join this conversation. 832, all right, welcome to Dirty Basement Radio. Are you with me? Thank you so much for calling in. We definitely appreciate the support. You want to come on these airwaves and say hello?
You hear me now?
832. Yep, there you go.
Can you hear me?
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. Well, definitely welcome to the airwaves. You've been tuned in for quite a while. We definitely appreciate the support. We've been having a fantastic conversation with our guest, Miss Fur. Would you like to say hello to her?
Indeed. I just want to say your music is awesome. I love your attitude about the movie industry, you venturing out into the acting business. Matter of fact, we're out here filming Black Cowgirl, and that's the next movie project that we have coming up. And, you know, our company, we help actors get out there. You know, they come in, they do a little demo, they do whatever, and, you know, we put them out there. We have people go to Kroger's, HEB, you know, Tyler Perry, and, you know, a lot of other big-name people that they just connect with, and that's what we do. And I want to thank Don Jr., Pastor Don Jr., CEO, for texting me all the time with all these great radio shows. And, again, Ms. Spur, I would like for you to spell your name and everything so we can look you up there.
Sure. You mean like for Instagram or?
Anything.
Well, to see, I don't know what platforms you have, but to see everything, I think the best way to do it is to go on Google and everything will pop up. So my name is Miss Fer, is MSFER.
Okay, got it.
You got it? It's pretty simple, yeah. MSFER. Two words. So everything will pop up from the IMDb to my Instagram to my Facebook and everything, you know. So if you're on Instagram, it's Miss Fer, and then you put the number 03 behind it. So it's Miss Fer 03, and that's the Facebook name, just as well as the Twitter, too.
Awesome. Awesome. I really like the jams. You're really jamming.
Thank you. And definitely connect. We could probably work together one day.
Yeah, we film a lot of music videos out here. We film a lot of movies out here. And, you know, we film a lot of commercials out here. So, yeah, we can definitely connect and see what we can do. I have people all over, you know, L.A., Alabama, Florida, you know, who knows? It's, they say it's not about what you know, it's about who you know.
Who you know.
So, you know, we'll connect and see if we can get you to where you need to go.
Yeah, thank you. Because my main thing, the main reason why I wanted to get into acting too is to do commercials. Because I always wanted to be a cover girl, you know, like for the makeup. So, I really want to do commercials, so definitely, you know, we don't know. Like, I could probably help you with something. You could help me with something. You know, you just never know. You have to just stay networking. So, like I said, definitely connect with me, DM me. Just make sure I know exactly who you are. That's what I said, DM me, and then we can talk. We can network. You know, I'm willing.
Awesome. So am I. We'll get
all
it
right,
in.
Fantastic.
And you have a great radio show here. I love it.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. We appreciate that. And we definitely appreciate you tuning in and checking us out. So definitely don't be a stranger. I bitched out to Pastor Don Jr., CEO, all right, for checking out the show today and helping to spread the word. We definitely appreciate that also. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you for calling.
You're very
in.
Welcome.
All right. Thank
yeah, Don,
you.
He's the bomb.
All right, thank you. Definitely appreciate that. Well, Ms. Fer, it's been a fantastic, fantastic, you know, interview. You know, what do we expect, you know, from you coming up in the near future?
Well, more acting, of course, more music, hopefully. You hear my music playing in someone's catalog, like the, what do you call it, like, you know, when they play the movie and then it's the music behind it and things like that?
Soundtrack.
You're talking about the soundtrack?
Yeah, the soundtrack, exactly. I don't know why I just drew it blank, but yeah, hopefully it'll be playing on someone's soundtrack. Right now, I am working on a movie. I just did some lines the other week for the Andre Rison movie.
Okay.
So that's going to be a big project, and it's supposed to be out in the movie theaters. So I actually have a role
okay.
in that one.
Nice.
You guys know who Andre Rison is, right?
Right, yeah, football player, right? Former football player, right?
Yeah, the one who Left Eye, people know him from, when Left Eye burned his house down.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right, okay. I was definitely looking forward to that. That sounds real big. All right, that sounds real big. All right, looking forward to seeing that in the theaters. I'm going to be looking for that on the screen. Say, oh, shit, don't get there. She go right there.
Exactly.
Playing Left Eye. She'll be playing Left Eye.
Huh?
I'm like, hey, that's Fer. Let's first play Left Eye.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, that would be wild. Yo, Mr. Roy, that would be wild. Oh, my goodness, that would be wild.
We'll definitely wait to see.
You don't want to let the cat out the bag. You don't want to let the cat out the bag, so we got to wait to see.
I can't.
Huh? She's going to change from, once Miss Fur's get bigger, she's going to change from Miss Fur to Mrs. Fur.
I know, right?
So I'm going to snatch you up, girl.
I know, the right person. Hey, I'm still single, by the way. Still single. Still looking for the right person. But you got to match my fly. Can't be any old body.
Well, I got to match her fly. Mm-hmm. Check that out.
Match my fly and match my drive for music, for the passion of the entertainment industry and all that.
I got to be a go-getter, right? I got to be a go-getter. I got to be able to go harder, right?
Mm, exactly. Now you know what I'm talking about in that song, huh?
Yeah, well, I understand. Believe me, I do. Believe me, I do. Well, once again, Ms. Fred. Ms. Moore, go ahead.
I said, Sincere knows bars. Trust me. So he can decipher anything. You know what I'm saying? So he understands completely.
Right.
Trying to get him on a couple of tracks, though. We got to work on him, Ms. Fred. We got to work on him. We got to get a couple of tracks. We got to get that voice on a couple of tracks. You know what I'm saying? Let's see what we can do this year.
Definitely.
We might could do that, Mr. Roy. We might could do that. We might could do that, especially if I could get on the track with Miss Fur. We might could do that.
Hey, it's a new year. It's time for new things, right?
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys for having me. I mean, if you want me to stick around for a bit, I can. If you want me to go, I can do that too.
All right, well, we definitely appreciate that, you know what I mean? But, you know, if you want to hang out with us as we get ready to, you know, close on out the show and get ready to get on out of here, we're going to, you know, just blaze through, a couple of more joints and talk about just a couple more things that, was on my mind. I did see one thing that I did want to mention, for a while we had this whole era of, what did they call that? You know, Miracle Burgers, or, you know, everybody had their little plant-based food and things like that. And it seems like that has, kind of cooled down just a little bit. But now I saw that, KFC has popped up, and they're going to have like a plant-based chicken.
What?
That they're supposed to maybe roll out in some of their stores. What do you think about that? Now I actually tried. I think I had it twice. I forgot
impossible
what they actually
burger.
Called it. I keep the impossible,
impossible
burger.
Burger.
Thank
burger.
You, Mr. Roy.
Burger.
The impossible burger. I did have that on one or two occasions, but I don't know about this plant-based chicken. I actually stopped eating KFC a number of years ago. What do y'all think about plant-based chicken?
I don't know. The burger was hard for me to even fathom when I seen it. I was like, it looked too much like a real burger, and I don't eat red meat. So I tried it, and it wasn't bad at all. It digested properly, and I said, you know what, I can have it. I don't have it frequently, but, every now and then when I have that urge to have a burger from the grill and I can't hit up Sincere, the grill master, I got to go to Burger King, get one of those impossible burgers. But the chicken version of that, I'll try it, but I gotta see it. It has to be, what it is, your eye has to be able to say it's delectable before your mouth even tastes it. So if it doesn't look good to the eye, I doubt if you're gonna put it in your mouth.
All right, well, what do you think about would you give that a try, Ms. Fur? Would you try the KFC impossible chicken?
I don't know, because I am going vegan. I'm trying to. It's just not too many things that taste good that's vegan. And I've had plant-based chicken, and I don't like it. I do not like plant-based chicken at all. So It's kind of hard for me to say that, especially if it's from like a fast food place. It's probably worth a shot to try it, but I don't know. And here's the thing with plant-based things. A lot of it is made with soy, and soy is not supposed to be good for you.
That's true, too. Yeah, I've heard different things about, you know, soy, especially for men. So, that may not be the best thing. But, yeah, there's a lot of different things that, you know, people are putting on the market, you know, that we definitely got to be, you know, mindful of. And, you know, in this country, they don't really like to, you know, expose the realities of, you know, what's in the food that we consume, you know, these genetically engineered, you know, organisms that they use to put in the food in order to, you know, help it, you know, last longer, give it a longer shelf life, or, you know, various things, you know, have a brighter color, you know, whatever it is, you know, that it may do. They grow things differently in order to, you know, eliminate the seeds and, you know, make it impossible for you to turn around and actually grow that fruit yourself. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff, man, that we got to be, you know, try to keep up on and be aware of. So now, you know, is it hard for you to, you know, to do the vegan thing? Because, you know, I stopped eating red meat entirely, I guess, probably about 25, 26, 27 years ago. And I had stopped eating, you know, pork products, you know, longer than that. Around the same time, I had, you know, stopped drinking cow's milk. I had stopped eating eggs and, you know, different things like that. Now, I still like my chicken wings. I ain't going to lie. I still like my chicken wings. So
don't you say nothing bad about no chicken wings, bro. Don't say nothing bad about no chicken wings. You know, I've never eaten pork and I don't eat beef, but don't say nothing bad about no chicken wings.
Well, I don't know, because I'm sitting here. It's like sometimes I go back and forth. I was really, really hungry, so I had to stop and get something. So I have, like, some chicken strips right here next to me. But it's just, like, it's not the same. It's kind of nasty to me because I'm not used to really eating chicken. But if I do dip into chicken, I would like to dip into chicken that's no hormones added, not genetically grown and all the type of stuff, like as pure as possible.
Right, gotcha. Now, I'll tell you something that I wanted to try. You know, I've seen the recipes for, you know, because I ain't going to lie, y'all. All right, now, I've been in the cooking for a while. I know Mr. Roy's in the cooking, too. I know he be in the kitchen, you know, chefing stuff up. So sometimes I do be on YouTube, and I be looking at different kind of stuff, you know what I'm saying, cooking-wise, thinking of, you know, different stuff I might want to try, right? So I saw this joint, and you know how, you know, they say you can make anything taste like anything with the proper seasoning. So, you know, I've seen people take, like, what is it, Mr. Roar, the cauliflower? You seen when they take the cauliflower and they're supposed to make it taste like chicken?
Oh, yeah. I've seen them take cauliflower and make it like rice or make it like potatoes. They use it for starch. Instead of rice or potatoes, they use cauliflower. Or I've seen them use black beans to make veggie burgers or substitute for protein like beef. So I've seen substitutions, and I watch a lot of these pitmaster shows just to see what their rubs are and what their ingredients are. You know, I watch them cook pork, but I won't cook the pork. I will see they'll use apple cider vinegar, and they'll use, you know, different rubs and different ingredients, and I'll try that on my chicken. But other than that, cauliflower is cauliflower.
You said cauliflower. It's not happening for you, Mr. Roy. There ain't no way to make you think that the cauliflower is chicken.
Nah, hell. Hell no.
Okay, because I'm quite sure. I don't know, but I've seen the recipes. I've seen it on YouTube, and you know, yeah, was it supposed to be like, you know, buffalo cauliflower? That's what it is.
Yeah, I've seen that too.
Okay, see, I'm not alone. I'm not alone. So what did you think about it, Miss Fur? Because, you know, from your voice, you didn't sound too enthused right there. She's like, yeah, I've seen that.
Mm-mm.
Like, I've seen that shit.
Nah. Cauliflower tastes like cauliflower. I don't care.
No matter what, right?
Thought, yeah, if you deep fry it, put in buffalo sauce, it tastes like cauliflower. You know, it don't taste like no chicken. The only thing close to chicken that I tasted was alligator tail.
What?
Yeah.
What you say?
Gator tail.
Alligator tail. Oh, my goodness. Ready, ready, ready. Where are you ready? Alligator. Please, alligator, Ms. Fur.
Shout out to Ray. It's her birthday today.
Where did you, what, did you like go out in the bayou and, you know, catch your own alligator? where do you get alligator tail from?
Well, it's a place out here, a restaurant out here called Papa Do's. So that restaurant is like a New Orleans style to it. So anything that's like New Orleans, Louisiana, whatever the case may be, most 9 times out of 10 on the appetizers, they have gator tails.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So
they're actually pretty good.
So when you went to this restaurant and you sat down at the table and they gave you the menu and you looked at the menu, your eye just went to the lobster tail. You said, you know what? I mean, the alligator tail. Not even... See, the alligator tail. Yeah, I just went and you said, you know what? I want some alligator tail. That's what it was? That's how that went down? What made you decide out of all things on the menu that you wanted some alligator tail?
No. Okay, what happened was I know some people. I know what happened. It's always a story. I know some people that actually tried it. And knowing me, I'm like an alligator, like an actual alligator. Like, I was so hesitant. But, you know, you only live one life, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, I just went on ahead. I think I ordered it or they ordered it one time or something. I forgot how it went. But I tried it. And it tastes just like chicken. It was not bad at all. Only thing is it has, like, this kind of gamey aftertaste, like spicy aftertaste in your mouth. But it actually tastes. It's like chicken, and it comes with a dipping sauce and everything. Like, no matter where you go,
okay, so now,
it has this dipping sauce.
So now, how did it look on the plate? Was it like, did they fry it like chicken? Was it barbecue?
Yeah.
Did it come? I mean, did you
it
have to,
like
cut
nuggets.
It open? Huh?
No. It was on the plate. It looked like chicken nuggets. Like,
it was like chicken
fried
nuggets.
Chicken nuggets. Yeah. But
wow.
It's alligator tails. And that's like everywhere you go. If you like, say if you go to Louisiana place, they have it as an appetizer and they have it as an entree too, where you get like a bigger portion. And it comes, like I said, it comes with a little dipping sauce or whatever the case may be. And it's spicy, and it's actually pretty good. You have to try it. I know just thinking about, like, an alligator, no, but you actually have to try it.
Okay, no doubt. Spicy, are you still with me?
I'm still here. I'm with you, and I'm with that alligator. I ate it in Florida, and that shit is good. I ain't gonna lie. It is good. It's spicy. It's good as hell.
Ain't oh,
so...
man, spicy, wow.
It is.
I'm young women, y'all ladies, wow.
Look, alligator is good as hell. Squid is good. And I, overseas in Bangkok, Thailand, they gave me something that was spicy. And I was like, oh, this shit is good. What is this? And they said, frog. So it was frog. That shit was good.
Oh, wow.
And I'm funny about
you said what? It was frog.
Huh? They said, I said, what is this? And the ladies over there, they Asia, so they talk real funny, but they said frog.
Yeah,
wow.
Like the Frog Leg.
Yeah,
wow, okay.
That's why I was in Bangkok.
Mm-hmm.
But I
that's
had alligator
eat.
In Florida, and alligator is actually real good.
Oh, yeah, Florida, because they got a lot of alligators in Florida. So, yeah,
yes,
like Louisiana and Florida. Yeah.
Not my side.
You got
my
to try different things sometimes.
Yeah, you
but
do.
But I will not eat Kentucky Fried Chicken because I seen some ad. There was some chicken on the table jumping. I ain't fucking with that.
So you would eat alligator, but you won't eat KFC, huh?
No.
Now,
not
that,
no more.
That says something right there. That definitely says something right there.
I know. But I bet you if I had a plate of alligator tails and I just gave y'all some and didn't tell y'all what it is, y'all going to say it's good. And then after you eat it, that's when you tell the person it's alligator.
You
no,
know what
hell
else
no.
They was eating in Bangkok? They was eating monkey brains. Now, I didn't try that.
Oh, yeah. They do.
But they said
they
it was good. I couldn't get myself together to eat that.
Nah,
they
eat that in yeah, because that's like what they eat out there. They eat monkey brains and soup.
Yeah, and they be having dogs cut up, souffled at the market, a whole dog.
Yeah,
and a lot
they
all
do.
The cats and all the dogs ain't got no tails because they eat them. Now, I'm not eating that, but, oh, yeah.
Man, listen. See, that's how motherfuckers be coming up with the mystery diseases and shit, because motherfuckers be eating all this weird-ass shit.
Yeah.
All right.
They have rat on the shish kebab.
I mean, there's a limit. If I'm in the right situation, all right, I'm not going to describe what the situation is, but if I'm in the right situation, the right person might, maybe, get me to try some alligator tail. Maybe. All right? But there's a line that I'm not willing to cross. A line I don't know where to cross. Y'all ladies are definitely more adventurous when it comes to food than I have ever been and more than I will no doubt ever be. So more power to y'all for willing to take the plunge and to try some of this crazy stuff that's out there because I just pretty much stick to my chicken and fish, and that's it. That's pretty much it for me. So,
it's a big world out there, DJ Sincere. You're going to have to try some shit. Well,
yeah, I'm telling you. When I have some, I'm going to let you eat it, and then I'm going to tell you what it is after you eat it.
Uh-oh. All right, well, oh, geez. Well, okay, well, all right, well, I tell you what, if I got Spicy sitting on the left of me and Miss First sitting on the right of me, then how can I say no?
And Mr. Raw with the video camera.
Exactly.
To get the reaction of when we tell you it's alligator.
Yeah, I know that's right. The reaction's going to be something else. I know that's right. So you definitely want to catch that on camera, Mr. Roy, for real.
The most different thing I ever tried was deer meat, and that was it. Deer meat.
I had that before.
I do have deer meat. Yes, I had deer meat. I have had that, and I have had
octopus.
Rabbit. Now, I've thought about trying shark. I've thought about trying shark, but I haven't done that
I
yet.
I thought about it. I had shark. Shark is, it just tastes like fish.
Yeah, shark soup. Yeah, I had shark soup.
Yeah, shark is nothing.
But
it just tastes like a fish, a regular fish.
We ain't doing no alligators over here.
So you're not going to do it, Mr. Ron, no matter what? No, you're not going to do it?
Unless it looks like a nugget and you can fool me, but if it looks like an alligator tail, I will not be compelled to want to try it.
No, of course it's not going to look like an alligator tail. They cut it up.
It's just
now, I have seen people throw on the grill like videos like alligator heads and alligator claws and stuff, and they just eat that. And like, if it looks like it, I'm not going to eat it. But if it's cut up and it don't look like it, then that's something different.
People be back out in the woods. They be doing some crazy stuff because you put something on the plate that still got the fingernails on it. Nah, I'm like, that's not happening. You still got the claws on the damn foot and everything. Got the claws on the foot. I'm sorry, I can't do it. When it comes to food, I am the most regular person in the world. Just give me what's normal, and I'm happy. But once again, Ms. Fur, thank you so much. It's definitely been a fantastic interview. We had a real good time, real fun time with you. And, keep us up to date with, all of your different, goings on and whatever you got coming up next. We'll definitely be looking forward to seeing you on that big screen in the very near future. You know what I mean? So, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. And I'm going to be more attentive to the show and get on and do comments and things like that. So I definitely thank you for having me.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much, Ms. Fur, in the building. All right. A couple more minutes. We're going to get ready to get out of here in just a couple more minutes. Dirty Basement Radio. All right, Mr. Roar. All right. You got anything you want to, relay to us, when we would should look forward to your, reemergence with the Brother and Sister Experience?
I was wondering if I should do it for Valentine's Day and make it like a special event. I'm thinking about that. I'm going to look at the calendar and see what's the closest to the Valentine's Day, and maybe I might do it just like that. I also want to shout out to my big sis, Reddy, if you can play one of her joints. I think it's her birthday either yesterday or today. So definitely shout out to my girl, Reddy, West Clay, the one with her and Dirty Birdie. Who the hell am I? That's one of my joints. A salute to my sis. It's been 7 years since we haven't had a show. And I just wish her all the best, and we miss her.
Absolutely, absolutely. Big shout out to her. She also just followed me on my new page. So please, everybody, please follow me on my new page on IG, original_dirtybasement. All right, I lost my other page. My other page is taking over. All right, but I'm trying to figure out a way to unhack the hacker. All right, there has to be some kind of way to unhack the hacker, and if I can figure it out, I definitely will. I'm a sit down with some of my other folks and see if we can figure out some kind of mechanism, because I'm quite sure that the first person that can really figure out how to recover somebody's Instagram account that's been overtaken by another person or entity is going to be rich. That person is going to be rich. All right.
That person
so
trying to talk to me.
So I'd like to be that person. I really would. I'd like to be that person. So we're going to see if we can look into figuring out something, because that's some bullshit. All right. That's some bullshit. All right. That's some bullshit. But, every cloud got a silver lining.
That person tries to talk to me. That person on your page keeps trying to talk to me. That person on
me
your page.
Well, you're like the fifth or sixth person. You know what I'm saying? Miss Fifi hit me up. Big shout out to Miss Fifi. Thank you so much for your love and support. She hit me up, said the same thing. She said she cussed them out. Know what I'm saying? Spicy said the exact same thing. You know what I'm saying? My brother Ross' son, he hit me up. They was trying to talk to him. They've been going through the list, bro. They've been going through the list. So, my man G Mysterious. Big shout out to my man G Mysterious. You know what I'm saying? People have been hitting me up behind the scenes, letting me know that they see what's going on. Big shout out to KV. He hit me up. So, definitely. Thank you, everybody, that's been coming back on board with a new page and, showing support. And, everybody know that, that's not me. You know what I'm saying? But the people who know me, they know that's not me. You know what I'm saying? They're like, yo, bro, that didn't even sound like you. You don't even talk like that. So, thank y'all so much. Definitely appreciate it. We're definitely going to pull
gonna
up.
We're
going to
get
them. You know what I'm saying?
We're going to get them. We're going to get them. Watch.
Yeah, we're going to get them. We're going to get them. We're going to get them. But Spicy.
Yeah.
When's the video dropping?
They still working on it right now. And it's not ready yet. It's going to be a couple weeks.
Okay. Going to be a couple more weeks.
Yeah.
They got to get it right. They got to get the edit, the editing and all the, all the effects. Because You know what I'm saying? I saw a couple of the, you know, some of the still photos that you put up. And, you know what I'm saying, you're looking real good, girl. You're looking real good. You know what I'm saying? You're looking real young right now. You're looking real young.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. She's drinking that good stuff.
You know what? I am in your city right now. I'm back in the city. And I,
All right.
I am thinking about doing a second video. So we go see.
Okay, all right. No doubt. Well, you know I got to get my cameo. You know, if you do this next video, I got to get my cameo this time.
All right, we might have to reach out and get that stretch Hummer limo, too.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know what I'm saying? You want to see me get knocked out, Mr. Roy? You want to see me get knocked out?
No, I want to see you in the dirty basement hoodie. Chilling with Spicy, like, yo, this is where it's at. Let them open the door for you to the limo. You in the back of the limo popping bottles with Spicy with the dirty basement hoodie on. What's that about?
What? Okay. All right, yeah, we can make that. We can make that happen too, maybe so. But it'll be real funny. You know what I'm saying? I'll be the one getting knocked out in the ring, right?
You know what?
Oh, that would be crazy. That would be great. That would be real funny.
The hands video is finished. The next video is going to be Give It To You.
Ah, shit. Here we go. See, now, I don't know now. That sounds kind of sexy now. That sounds sexy. That one might be a little bit too much for me.
That's going to be the step up. That's going to be the step up, bro.
you must want to see Sincere glasses fog up. That's what you want to see. You want to see Sincere glasses fog up?
Yeah, we're
going to start right now.
On to the next song. Give It To You.
Oh boy, here we go. All right, well, we're gonna have to think about that one.
Yeah.
In the meantime, we're definitely looking forward to the next video. We're looking forward to seeing that hands video because we know that one's going to be crazy. This is the single. We've been bumping it for a minute right now. Dirty Basement Radio, my girl Spicy in the building. Big shout out to Miss Fur. She's still hanging out with us. This is my girl Spicy on this track now. This is called Hands. spicy with that one, that joint hands. Looking forward to seeing that video soon. Unfortunately, I missed my opportunity to be in that video. And the other song she's talking about now, I know that song too. Right, because, you know, she blesses me with all the exclusive music, so I have it early here. All right, so the other song she's talking about, that Give It To You song, we've played that here on Dirty Basement Radio, and it's a real sexy song. The song is real sexy. It really is. So, you know, but I'm not going to play that now. I'm not going to play that now. It's time for us to get ready, get on out of here, and if I play that song, I might start feeling the way. So we're not going to play that. We're going to get ready, get on out of here like regular folk. All right, we're not going to do that. But big shout out to everybody who came through today. Had a fantastic show. Big shout out to our guest, Ms. Fur. Fantastic interview. Make sure you go back and check that out in the archives. She definitely dropped the juice today. Gave a whole lot of information, a whole lot of game, a whole lot of how to, you know, navigate this business, especially on the, you know, the actor side of things, but also some good information of what you need to do to, you know, solidify your spot and get your things done as far as having a music career also. So, you know, after the show is over, all right, the archive will be available, so definitely go and do that. All right, my man Priest will be in the building this coming Monday, all right, for the Listening Room Philly. All right, I think JP will be in the building. All right, big shout out to Munchie. I was hoping to catch up with Munchie today. She's one of the newest members here on Dirty Basement Radio. All right, she's a co-host with Priest. I know on Fridays, but she may be on the show on Mondays too. So you know, be on the lookout for her. Big shout out to her. All right, for coming on board Dirty Basement Radio. But Priest will be in the building this coming Monday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for the Listening Room Philly, and of course doing double duty because he'll be back on Friday for the Listening Room for the Listening Room DC on Friday and Listening Room Philly on Monday. And Mr. Roar just, you know, gave us a little bit of information. He's scheduled to be back in the building, hopefully around Valentine's Day. Looking forward to seeing him back on the airways in that particular time. Also, big shout out to my dude Jazzo. I'm looking forward to getting Jazzo back on board Dirty Basement Radio also. All right. Fantastic show, fantastic show. Before we get on out of here, just like Mr. Roy said, definitely got to salute my homegirl, Reddy. One of my biggest crushes. I love that girl right there. So big shout out to her. Got to, you know, get back in tune and see what she's up to also. But let's see if we can pull that song up. And as we get ready to get on out the door, Mr. Roy, for her birthday, let's see what you wanted to hear, Mr. Roy. What song you wanted to hear? Okay, yeah, you want to hear the one with Dirty. Yeah, you want to hear, yeah. Okay, you want to hear the one with Dirty Birdie. All right. Yeah, so let's come back with Dirty Birdie for that double play right now. We play Shoot the Wings Off the Fly. This is him alongside of our homegirl, Reddy. All right, Dirty Basement alumni. All right, fantastic shows that you will find in the archives also. With that young lady, all right? I've had shows with her. Mr. Roy's had shows with her. She's definitely a Dirty Basement alumni, fantastic individual, and definitely just a lovely person. So salute to her. Happy birthday to her. Happy belated birthday to her. All right, as we get on out the door, this is Reddy featuring Dirty Birdie, and she's about to tell you, all right, who she is. This is called Who the Fuck Am I? All right, y'all take care and be safe. Peace.
Peace. years to disagree with you, but you somebody, and I put that on my kids. That ain't no easy thing to do these days. Stay true to the man you did, especially when a nigga run around town looking for a cutie big booty with a nice new wig. You stay down to the motherfucker looking for another lover, wasn't it a real girl plan? Didn't even try to get your crew back with another dude that could've been a third world man. You kept on riding like you was on a Greyhound, and this city that was on your ticket. And I'm realizing you really gonna remain down. I got some damn one of these bitches. Best my love, never disagree with the way you love, baby. Please don't leave. I'm put it on